Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, you are listening to episode 42 of Live. No, 43 of Live Wrestling Podcast. So we're not going to go through the whole champions entrance thing because we have not yet announced the first ever Live Wrestling Podcast champion. So I'm just going to start it off by the order of my Skype screen. Introducing first, we have Matt.
Fuck, I was drinking when he said that. Hi.
We have Will.
Fuck, I was drinking when he said that. Hi.
You didn't even spit out water, sir. I questioned the very premise.
Fuck, I was drinking All right. when you said that. Hi.
That was just him shitting himself.
Shut up.
And we have Tyson.
Ho!
Good contribution, Tyson. And Kevin.
My name is Jeff.
That was actually the best way you could have possibly started this. Thank you for that.
I think not.
Well, excuse me.
I disagree.
Mr. I don't know when I'm going to get entered.
I'm very good.
I'm not used to being picked first.
This just turned really tragic, but actually more amusing.
I'll cut like Matt's pain. A really shitty, angry promo saying, the kids, they bullied me on the playground.
And friendship.
Anyway,
the day, man.
Oh.
For those of you who don't know,
WrestleMania guys.
My name is Dylan Cross. Thank you all for skipping over my own introduction. Love you all.
We are true bays for you.
Everyone is bay to me.
Can we restart?
So let's start off with the results of the WrestleMania prediction contest.
Kevin won.
That is incorrect. That's like stunningly incorrect. Actually.
I've gotten like everyone right. You can't deny it.
I have a sheet. I went through and listened to my own podcast again.
I disagree.
I've known for
can't
a fact
wrestle.
You didn't do that.
I disagree.
So coming in fifth place with a total of 2 out of 12 possible points, Matt. Matt, you are literally the worst.
You suck.
The only thing you got right was the tag match and that Lana would come out with Rusev. Those were the two things that you managed to accomplish.
I'm a winner!
Coming in fourth place with a 3 out of a possible 12 points, we have Kevin.
You're a real champion. You're corporate champion. What up? Holla at ya.
We have a tie for third place with 4 points apiece. Tyson and Will.
Oh no, didn't you hear 4 points is the actual losers?
That's actually a lie. I got all of the points.
Oh yeah? You picked Big Show?
Yep.
Well.
Although, I mean, I guess it's kind of unfair because technically it was literally impossible for any of us to get the main event right.
That's not true. We could have said that Seth Rollins cashed in, which I was
going to
do
before.
That was
a bonus point, though.
Before Brock cashed in, that was my re-signed, because I put in my predictions late, because I'm fashionably late. And then,
fashionably, you mean like borderline cheating?
Yep.
Cool.
Okay,
but,
yet you still got 2 points.
I wouldn't have been last. I'm a winner in my heart. That's all that matters.
A winner is you.
Oh, when there is you.
I'd like to thank Lana for turning up.
All I'm saying is
Cesaro for winning.
All I'm saying is Josh made up all my answers. He didn't actually listen to any of my answers. I picked them all right. I wasn't here to say for myself.
I have photo proof of everything that you sent to me.
He has photo proof.
Photographic evidence.
Have you ever
heard
of the program of Photoshop?
No, I have not. Thank you for asking. coming in second place with a total of 5. This WrestleMania was terrible for all of us. I swear.
Okay.
A total of 5 points was
guys,
me.
WrestleMania was terrible. That's our review. Goodbye.
Love you. See you next week. And coming in first place, the man who could not even be bothered to show up tonight, Benjamin Strikes.
So, he's like Brock Lesnar. Why does the champion need to be here?
Except for usually, Brock Lesnar was at least there to win the title.
He'll come in 5 months or from 5 weeks from now, right before Extreme Rules. And
yeah. But he's, ooh. I mean, he's, he, at least Brock Lesnar was there when he won the title.
Brock Lesnar's going to be going to, like, probably, like, SummerSlam now.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, he is suspended indefinitely. Spoilers.
Yeah. Yeah, so, actually, he's never coming back, because indefinitely means forever.
No, it doesn't. It definitely
forever!
Means...
Forever!
No. Indefinitely, the only reason I know this, because I used to get grounded when I was little. My mom would always use the words indefinitely, and I'd say, what's that mean? She's like, until I fucking say so. So, that's what it means.
I don't think your mom has very good grasp of the English language.
Until I fucking say so, brother. I'm going over.
Alright, so let's start off with this Mania review, shall we?
Oh, yeah.
I'm joking. Maybe. My mom never cursed in front of me. She was a nice lady.
So, nice cover up.
Yeah.
Your mom's going to listen to this.
Yeah, she is. And you're going to get your ass beat.
Somebody's going to get their ass beat.
Somebody's going to get their taint licked.
What happened to this conversation?
So beat him up. Beat him up. Kiss his neck. Kiss his neck.
Beat him up. Beat him up. Kiss his neck.
Beat him off. Beat him off. Okay.
How did we miss that one?
Somebody stole my butt plug.
Somebody. I mean, that had to have been a feat. Yeah, I know you don't take that thing out.
All right, WrestleMania.
Yeah, WrestleMania.
Just cut it.
All right. I'm just gonna go on the record to say this was like one of my top five WrestleManias of all time. This like was such a great show. Talked about him.
It was good. I was surprised how good it was actually. It was either or. It was really bad or really good. It's kind of.
I don't think overall it was that good. I just think the ending was one of the best ever.
Yeah, I don't think it was bad, but it wasn't it didn't really feel like a WrestleMania to me. Like the ending felt like a WrestleMania, but
yeah, it only had that one WrestleMania moment, and that
was still daytime during like.
Yeah,
that was the biggest thing.
That really took
away. Fucking Bray Wyatt coming out like a fucking knacker with these scarecrows looking straight out of like a fucking D-budget Zimbabwean
Batman movie.
Fucking, oh, let's get some cosplayers, you know, from Comic-Con.
Bollywood did a bigger Batman movie.
Alright, so we'll get to that. I don't know. Alright, we just skipped like halfway down the card.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No. That was absolutely something that needed to be said.
Who here watched the pre-show?
I did. I watched 2 hours of that thing. I don't know
so
why.
So did I.
I watched six
that
hours.
That started at 8 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, I watched like, really? Time zones
It was 8 o'clock in the morning it started for me.
Time zones suck, man.
See, I actually like started in the morning just like watching WrestleMania 30. And I rewatched the
50 greatest or 50 greatest Oh My God moments of
that's
WWE
a great
history.
Thing.
Oh
I love
God.
That one.
I really enjoyed that, so I rewatched that. And then I watched.
Is that on the network?
Yeah, yeah.
Is it? Okay, I didn't cool. check that out.
Not
it was on Netflix forever.
Not the WCW version one though. I'm waiting for that one to come on there. But they also had. I also watched the 21st Century Wrestlers.
Oh, I didn't like that one that much.
Yeah, I rewatched that.
I
wish it focused more on the later generation than like the Rock and Stone Cold and stuff.
Yeah, there was a lot, and the JBL was like they spent.
Well,
like,
JBL so was kind of big. Like, he was big, but like the Rock and Stone Cold like weren't like huge. Like they were there for a little time. I don't know how to explain it.
They didn't spend a lot of time on like Rock and like Randy Orton and like all the like actually current generation stars at the time.
Yeah. All right, WrestleMania. WrestleMania.
All right, so
what a podcast.
So to those who did watch the pre-show, we had the Fatal 4-Way Tag Match, which I thought was, I don't know, it was weird.
I liked it. I liked it a lot.
It was really good.
To start off the show.
I actually have a funny story. So you know how in tag matches like that. In the end, it's always like a whole bunch of like crazy stuff going on. Everybody's getting hit and taken out.
Yeah.
So
right when
that starts happening, one of my friends texted me saying, "I'm here. How do I get into your house?" he's making me get up and go get him in the middle of like the ending match. I'm like, "Can you wait 10 seconds?"
He's weren't watching it on your phone.
No.
You can't take it portably.
I should have done that.
Yeah.
download the WWE app available on smartphones.
I have it. I should have done that. I didn't even think of that.
That's what I did when I had
So I had to like run to my door, run outside, yo, Drisk, come in here, and ran back outside. Or back inside.
I didn't have to deal with any of that. When my girlfriend came over, I was just like watching on my phone, telling her she couldn't watch because she'd never seen wrestling and it was not going to start like this. It had to start with the main show. And
Josh
so I'm just like desperately
just
hiding.
To brag about having a girlfriend. That's all he wants.
No, I just she was there and I need to give the whole story. The viewers like to hear.
You
my
needed to give her the whole
sir.
Story.
Did she give you the whole? Am I right? Up
viewers
up.
Need. When there's wrestling on, there is no concern for such things, sir.
Okay, can we talk... so we had the four-way tag match, which was good.
Very enjoyable.
Yeah.
One of the Usos got injured. I can't remember which one.
I think he was injured going into
Roman.
It, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was injured going into it. I think it was just the way he came off the match.
It was like a...
Yeah, it was like a shoulder thing.
Yeah,
really good. I recommend all... If you haven't seen it, go see it.
Yeah, it was just like crazy spot fest. Yeah. Basically like the last 5 minutes of any Uso match, but stretched out over 10 minutes and with
if
more
If you
people. Want to
see a midget go in a sharpshooter, watch that match.
And who does not want to see a midget in a sharpshooter?
And who doesn't want to see how Natalya was dressed? Guys, honestly.
Yeah, that... Like, it's just like an arrow pointing to her boobs. I've never seen anything like that before.
What are boobs?
They're like butts, but up top.
Up top.
Up top. Yeah.
Up top. All right.
All right.
But the panel was four people, of course, as it always is. I think.
Escalita.
So it was Renee Young complaining about her hair. It was Byron Saxton telling people to call him Sally. It was Corey Graves just wanting to be in a match. You could tell. He was
I've
dreamt of this being at WrestleMania since I was a kid. But it was like really heartbreaking.
Yeah, it hurt.
And it was Booker T plugging his book and plugging his fed that he runs and plugging everything.
Yes. Also, Corey Graves is one of the very few human beings that can pull off a tuxedo and a neck tattoo.
Dude, Corey Graves is...
How many
Corey
people
Graves
have you...
Best.
Corey Baves, because he's Bay. Oh,
like,
had to get it in.
How many people have you seen in a tuxedo with neck tattoos?
Everyone that has a neck tattoo needs to wear a tuxedo at some point in their life.
I'm actually Googling images of it right now.
Neck tattoo.
Yeah, so then we had the Andre the Battle Royal Memorial Giant. Andre the Giant. Memorial Battle Royal.
Nice.
Yeah, it's actually way harder to pull off.
They're all jealous in that match. They got rid of the biggest threat, Axel Mania. God. That was my pick, damn it.
That was the best. So they started off, everyone looked at Axel and pushed him out.
They tried pushing him out, and then he bounced off the ropes and they pushed him out the other side. He managed to stay not being eliminated from 29 other guys and then getting eliminated. That was pretty talented, I think. I mean, how many people could say they stopped being eliminated from 29 other people?
I don't think that's actually how it was. I think they were just shifting him so everyone could, like, smack him before he left.
Having him, like ride the wave.
Yeah. So the way they did it was cool. They made him, like, crowd surf and he went out and took, like, a really hard... fucking bump on the back.
So I like how Adam Rose.
Dude, they should totally get Curtis Axel and Adam Rose to team and call themselves that.
No, because then they have to get like throat injuries. It's the only way.
They come out to like Sweet Child. I'm like,
did they get freaking fined?
Adam Rose and Zack Ryder. They eliminated each other, and none of the announcers thought it was big enough to talk about.
That wasn't Zack Ryder. That was Fandango and Adam Rose.
Yes, right. Fandango. I'm doing terrible tonight. I'm sorry. It's late.
That was actually super cool, though. I don't know why.
Yeah, they both kicked each other and flipped out.
Oh. I completely wrong with what I was saying. I was thinking Zack Ryder was fantastic.
Zack and Adam Rose didn't even touch each other the whole match.
Yeah, they were the ones feuding on Twitter, not Fandango. All right, my theory is completely wrong. All right, just don't listen to me, guys. I'm going to bed. Good night.
Okay,
night.
I wasn't anyway. Yeah, so everyone got cleared out. Everything happened. And the final three was Mizdow.
And Big Show.
Ugh.
So the crowd, all the crowds behind Mizdow, everyone.
As they should have been.
And they have Mizdow in one corner and Big Show in the other. And then Miz is saying, oh, come on, let's try and get Big Show out, blah, blah, blah. Mizdow doesn't walk over to Big Show with Miz. Miz comes back to Mizdow saying, come on, I made you, I saved your career, blah, blah, blah. Come on, come with me. Mizdow still doesn't go over with him. And then Miz comes back, and he's really angry. He's like, you better fucking come with me, you fucking fucker. And then, like, poking him and everything, and Mizdow quits. Yep, Mizdow quit, and he chucked him out. So Miz and Mizdow are officially no longer a tag team.
Is it just me, or at my party, we're all laughing our asses off? Because Big Show was just sitting there for like 30 minutes just watching them.
Yeah. He was probably too gassed to move. He was like, fuck, man.
Him and New Day were pretty cool together. I'm not going to lie. His elimination's a New Day.
That was actually kind of cool.
It was pretty dope. Yeah.
There was New Day chants at Levi Stadium. I don't know who let those people in.
New Day sucks. New Day
sucks. Every time Xavier Woods went... And they were saying, New Day sucks. New Day sucks. And he stopped that clapping real fast.
Yeah. Anyway, so
all right.
Mizdow, Big Show, it's them two left. No one wants Big Show to win. Everyone wants Mizdow to win. And then, like, they have a couple hope spots, like, oh, Mizdow's gonna do it. He's gonna prove all of them wrong.
Chris Benoit moment.
And then Big Show just fucking gets him out.
Yeah. He's like,
Big Show wins. Move over, new stars. The big fucking knacker. That is Show wins.
I think this is our first officially explicit show. Thanks to Matt exclusively.
The big egg. Which egg is person.
No, it's fine.
But that was the most poorly structured Battle Royale because what Battle Royale have y'all
fun.
Seen?
I enjoyed it.
I don't know what you're saying there.
No, hold on. It was good, but just like. What Rumble have you seen that no one double teams on the Big Show? Everyone tries to double team him at least.
New Day, one team.
Usually half the field tries to get him
well,
out.
Well, everyone was focused on Curtis Axel, of course.
Yeah, Curtis Axel is very worthy of their recognition.
He was the biggest threat. And yeah, what about Bo Dallas's elimination?
That was so great.
I'm winning.
He does a victory lap and eliminates himself.
And then, yeah.
That was when he did that, I was like, wait, was he already eliminated? He went back in the ring? And they were like, no.
Because commentary was putting over that he took himself out. And, like, he didn't. He went under the rope. And then Cole was like, oh.
No, he went over the rope. He went over the rope.
No, he was still in.
I'm almost positive he went over the rope. Because when he did it, I was like, did he just eliminate himself?
No.
All right, now you're gonna make me. I'm going on the network now. Give me a second.
No, don't.
I'm proving my point. Damn it.
Either way, though.
Anyway, let's continue.
Yeah. Why?
So Big Show wins.
Why? Why?
He's Andre the Giant's son.
All right, I'm not proving my point. I'm lazy.
He's Andre the Giant.
He is Dr. Dre the Giant. By Beats. No, I don't know. Because all his career, he's been compared to the Giant. The 7'5".
Because I think no one really would have guessed he would win, being that he's never won.
Hopefully it means...
And he's always the obvious choice because the quarterback...
He's won Battle Royals before. He's won Battle Royals.
They all put it over the fact that he's never won.
I know, but in like WCW, I think he has.
WCW beat WCW.
It doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah, Triple H.
WWE won, remember? Triple H beat Sting.
I forgot.
That's a man called Sting. So after that,
Yeah.
It was the actual WrestleMania, guys.
Oh, yeah. Wait, I still don't understand why LL Cool J was the opening.
Absolutely. LL J Cool.
It made no sense.
I don't know. All I know is that I felt really old because when he came on, I said, "Oh, look, it's Little Cool J." And I got laughed out of my house.
I felt old too because all my friends were like, I was like, who's the random African American on my screen? And all my friends, like, are you serious? You don't know LL Cool J? And I was like,
Has LL Cool J done anything in, like, the last.
He's doing the lip sync. He's doing the new reality show called Lip Sync Battle.
He's on NCIS.
Yeah, he's on NCIS.
The Rock's going to be on the Lip Sync Battle show. The Rock's going to be on that.
I don't know. NCIS Los Angeles is not good, though, so.
Oh, he did Mama Said Knock You Out, of course.
Oh my God, I have no idea what that is.
And LL Cool J starts for Ladies Love Cool James.
Don't call it a comeback.
Straight Out Compton. I don't know if that's the same guy.
No,
you racist.
I'm just naming rap.
That's absolutely out of Compton, racist.
Crazy motherfucker named LL Cool J.
He's from the Bronx.
I don't know. I'm just rapping now. Yo, my name is Kevin. Yeah. And I fell out of heaven. I'm the greatest rapper in the USA. Hey, hey, hey.
Call this a Cinderella Rose story because I caught the bag last slipping.
I no longer want to be a part of this podcast.
So let's talk about the ladder match.
Oh,
yeah, I want to be part of this podcast.
This was really good.
Ladder match. Oh,
the best part, the bull hammer going off. That was awesome.
No, the best part was Dean Ambrose being fucking killed.
Just gone. Dead.
It was an awesome bomb off of like the third or fourth rung, like. Dean Ambrose is climbing the ladder. Luke Harper slips in, fucking powerbombs him off of the third rung, like where. So it was from the ring onto this fucking ladder. And he, like, goes through it, and he didn't, like. It was just fucking vicious.
Yeah. I mean, the whole match was just, like, one of those really great callbacks to, like, you know, 2005 through 2011.
Yeah.
Era, just like crazy. If it's WrestleMania, you have to have a crazy spot fest with everyone just killing themselves.
Yeah,
it's great.
Just reminded me of like Money in the Bank at WrestleMania.
Yeah,
that's what exactly reminded me of. Well, Awesome Tanaka from ECW, and there was a Money in the Bank spot like that. I remember. Was it Shelton Benjamin? I know Benjamin took a bump. Through a ladder.
Was that Mania 24?
Broke the ladder with Edge on top of it.
Yeah, but Shelton took one too.
Shelton took one with Carlito and Kennedy. Mr. Kennedy!
Yeah, anyway. So that was good. What else happened? Stuff. Wrestling happened. Oh,
There was Brian winning.
Harper was climbing up the ladder and he got stuck in between the thing.
There was Stardust Glitter Ladder!
Oh, fuck yeah!
Stardust cool Glitter Ladder!
Okay, sorry, I saw that and, like, that was. I thought that was going to be my favorite moment in Mania.
Yeah, me too.
And I'm kind of glad it wasn't, but it
was
so amazing.
I was so happy, though. There was just,
and
like,
then Barrett just,
moment
like,
of bliss.
Stamps on it and uses against, like, one of the rungs against him. Like, what the fuck, man? Like that was so cool.
Yeah. Like, the glitter panels are falling off, and he's, like, smashing them on Stardust's head.
Yeah.
That was super cool.
That was insane.
The headbutt battles, though.
Oh yeah, man. I hope that's like a thing that Brian does all the time now.
Yeah, that was like a Japanese wrestling style.
It's like Kyle O'Reilly and someone did that a lot in PWG recently. They like had this spot where they were just headbutting the shit out of each other and they wouldn't stop. And I hope Brian does it all the time. Because he did it at Raw and he did it at Mania and...
You know, I think it's just a Brian Sigler thing.
I hope it's a possible. Brian everyone thing. I really do.
I don't know how many people are willing to take the risk of that many headbutts though.
Well, if you noticed on Raw today, They were going to the sides, yeah.
Yeah, they were just going next to the head.
Yeah, but in Mania, they were, like, going at
it. Yeah,
well, it's WrestleMania. You gotta go all out.
That's true. And you also need, like, both hands on the ladder to kind of...
Yeah, so it made sense logically.
Yeah.
Yeah, so your new reigning, defending, undisputed Intercontinental Champion of the World, Daniel Bryan.
Which is fantastic. I love it.
So he closed last year's WrestleMania winning the world title, starts this one winning the Intercontinental.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm fine with it, though. I feel like it's like, okay, so Bryan got, you know, he got to the very top, he got the world title, and now we're putting him at the point that we trust him to, like, bring on this renaissance of this lower title and bring it up to the level that we want it to be at.
Seeing what they did at the end, I can see why they did it and why they put the title on him.
Yeah, and, the segment with Steamboat and Flair and
all the legends. I meant at the end with Seth winning, with Seth cashing in.
Oh, right.
I can see why they're putting the mid-card titles on these two experienced guys. Because, you know, it's the new young stuff.
Yeah, guy. Especially because you need, like, a super overface with the mid-card titles if you have, like, one of the only legitimate over heels. As the world title holder,
I still cheer for Seth.
Yeah, absolutely. But the general wrestling fandom boosts.
He's not a heel in my book.
Yeah, but we're not the normal WWE fans.
No, not at all.
We're the smart fans, guys.
We're far from normal.
We're so smart.
We're here at 10 o'clock at night on a weekday.
We're those fans that think we actually know wrestling, but, like, we know nothing about the backstage at all.
Hey, fuck you.
We read PW Torch, so...
I was wrestling Pro Wrestling Insider earlier.
Dude, Bleacher Report, come on now.
Hey, man. What about NoDQ.com?
What about WWE.com? I'm trying to get all my information from...
I read my reports exclusively from Reddit, Mets fan.
Oh, 9gag.
Mets fan.
I get all my reports from WWE.com, so I get all the latest updates.
Oh.
On, spoilers.
So did you hear that Brock Lesnar got suspended indefinitely? He's never coming back to WWE. Stephanie McMahon said it.
Oh, man. I did see that. I'm kind
of upset. Ooh. I would give the opening match, the opening ladder match for WrestleMania... I go 4 stars.
So do I.
They're all B plus players. They're never going to be
out of 5 stars.
Out of 5 stars, I give 4 stars. It's just like you have to rate it on like a scale of what the
so do I.
4 ladder match. I thought it was just spectacular.
It was a 4.
I also give the tag team 4-way match a 4 stars.
Minus
5 stars.
Yeah, I'd give it a 5-star, honestly, the tag team match. You can only do so much with a 4-way tag team.
Who's fiddling with the...
Yeah, who is doing that?
I have no idea.
Okay, well, it's gone now.
Will, what do you think of the ladder match?
I think the right guy won, but I still wish that Ziggler would have thrown more super kicks.
Oh, that would have been cool.
He did a couple.
He should have super... What I was really hoping for is that he would go on top of the ladder like he did with Bryan, but, like, super kick the guy off of the ladder.
That would have been... He did zigzag a guy off the ladder. I don't remember who it was.
The Young Bucks have done it. Just saying.
Harper.
Yeah, he did zigzag
Harper
off the ladder.
Harper flying the fucking ladder in a sleeper was amazing.
Yes. And, Jesus Christ, the Barrett... suplexing Stardust off the ladder.
Yeah, and everyone like jumping at Barrett and Barrett just giving everyone the full hammer.
Absolutely.
Which is a shitty finisher, I think. Because...
What? Why?
I love it.
Because
forearms is just like... Everyone in wrestling does forearms, basically.
He has a forearm. He elbows.
That's not an elbow.
I always thought it was an elbow.
No, it's a forearm.
Who? What?
Oh, I guess it is a
the
forearm.
The bull ham is a forearm.
No, it's not. It's supposedly it's an elbow. Originally, it was called the souvenir elbow.
Yeah, it's an elbow.
It's an elbow.
It's remember totally a forearm.
He used to chicken wing the arm and, like, pull it back and elbow?
Yeah. That's what I thought. You got me second-guessing myself now.
It's totally a forearm. It's an elbow. Like, in kayfabe, it might be an elbow, but it's totally a forearm.
Well, yeah, that's how you throw elbows in kayfabe.
Yeah.
But I'm sorry, I don't know.
Real. What is kayfabe?
I don't like it. I hate you all.
I don't
anyway,
know.
Anyway.
It sounds something that's alive, though.
Everything was good. Yeah.
Yeah.
The only thing missing was I wanted deathmatch spots with Harper and Dean.
Jesus Christ, no. If they had brought out ladder matches, I would have stopped watching wrestling.
Oh,
or if
I was
they
really
brought out light tubes, is what I was trying to say.
I was really hoping that Dean would pull out a ladder. I was hoping that Dean would pull out a ladder that was covered in barbed wire.
That would have been so
now,
cool.
I don't mind light bulbs, to be honest.
Light tubes are such a stupid thing.
I don't know if it's true or not, but apparently Dean asked to use barbed wire in the ladder match. And
no, Vince McMahon's completely against blood, so...
No.
And yet, he got it in the main event.
I read Jericho's book. He's, like, crazy against blood. He wouldn't even... remember when Jericho and CM Punk were feuding?
Yeah.
During WrestleMania, I think, 28.
Yeah.
Jericho and CM Punk were supposed to have the spot. Like, they were both agreed to it. And Vince McMahon agreed to it, too. That live on Raw, Jericho was going to knock out CM Punk and tattoo the initials CJ on Punk.
What?
Yeah. And Vince McMahon was all for it until all of a sudden he said, no, you can't do that because apparently you bleed a little bit when you get tattoos. The little bit of blood from tattoos, that's how much against it he is.
That's awful. That would have been such a weird
That
would have
been
cool
crazy.
Spot,
he would have the CJ on him forever, and it would have been sick. But, that, and there's a whole bunch of blood stories in Chris Jericho's book.
Mm.
Like how Batista...
I'm still not going to read it, though, because I don't like Chris Jericho.
Oh.
I don't want to read it because I think it's, like, mostly Fozzy stuff.
Oh, yeah, there is a lot. There is a lot of Fozzy stuff in them.
Fozzy can go fuck off, mate.
There was a lot. There was a little bit more Fozzy stuff than I would have liked, but...
The only wrestling book I've ever read is Mick Foley's.
Which
first
is
one.
Awesome.
Yep. And,
I read the second Chris Jericho one.
See,
I read the second Mick Foley one as well. I don't really want to read anymore because it will tarnish, like...
You ever read the Stone Cold one?
Yeah, no. I did.
Yeah, I read the Stone Cold one.
I listened to his podcast, that's enough. It was shit.
I read the Rise and Fall of ECW. That was a pretty good one.
I've heard good things about
it. I should read the Death of WCW. I want to read
that. We saw that at WrestleMania 31.
Yeah. Speaking of which, second match on the card, Orton versus Rollins.
That was a great match.
So good.
Another great match. Yeah.
The fucking finish to this match and everything about this match. Oh, fuck, mate.
That RKO was beautiful.
It was probably the second best RKO he's ever done behind
Evan Bourne.
Yeah. Evan Bourne is the first.
But it was crazy how much height Seth Rollins got off of it, just off of his back.
I know, and if you watch the replay, like, Orton doesn't even pop up. He's just, like, straight jumping.
If you guys don't know what we're talking about, listeners, at the end of this Orton-Rollins match, Rollins goes to the corner and he's going to do a curb stomp. And just, he pops up into the air. Randy Orton did a little head bob and then an RKO.
And
it was
beautiful.
Stunning.
I think the match lived up to its hype too. Actually,
I don't think
the match seemed
hype.
A little fast. Well, the match seemed a little fast. I don't like. It seemed like it was rushed. I don't know why. It was good though.
If you get that from an Orton match, they're doing something right.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, Orton has such a tendency to work. I mean, I don't know why. WrestleMania brings out just the worst in Randy Orton, just the slowest.
Can we also talk about how like Orton had elbow pads?
Yeah, he's got them on Raw.
I didn't say anything to my party friends because I was like, I hope that's something I just never like. Like, I feel like that's not something he's always had. I just never noticed it.
No, they, like, no, really stick
yeah.
out.
Yeah, I was, like, looking at it. I was like, he doesn't usually have that.
And they were, like, red. Yeah. He was pandering to the crowd.
I like the color. I like the color.
Randy Orton fucking did the two hands up, like, raise... Not, like, raise the roof, but, like...
Yeah, he does that a lot, though.
Raise the roof.
Face Randy Orton, like, always does that.
I know. I'm just not used to him being, like, doing that and being face and interacting with the crowd, and... It was weird. But, like, I don't know.
It worked, though.
I just wish Rollins won that match.
No, that because match. It was like to doubt people who thought he'd cash in and stuff, you know?
Yeah, I like that it could possibly set up a title match. I like
yeah,
that
I think
it's...
that's the reason Orton won is so that they could do a title match.
The reason I wanted him to win is because I
Which would be great. Rollins and Orton for the title would be really good.
I think that he won because it's WrestleMania and it's a revenge feud, and faces always win at WrestleMania.
Well, except for Sting.
Okay.
Sting was hardly the face.
I mean, there was no face in that match.
Anyway. What was I going to say? Fuck, I lost it.
So, anything else to say about that match before we just go into star ratings?
It was good. I enjoyed it.
it was a match. There was people. There was a winner.
And a loser.
Yeah. Even.
There was a little bit of wrestling.
But a lot of Randy Orton.
Hey.
Okay, star rings.
So, yeah, I would probably go 4 stars with this one, too.
Four-star ending, 3-star match.
So, average of 3.5?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, good math.
Who wants to go next? I'll go next. I give the whole match 3 out of 5. I think the ending sequence with, like, the DDT and then the reversal and everything was, like, 5 stars. I just don't know. It didn't have that huge, big fight feel about it and everything.
It wasn't really destined to, though. It's like a mid-card WrestleMania match, right? And it's an Orton
but still,
WrestleMania match. An Orton
like
WrestleMania match is never
WrestleMania matches still heavy. Should have a little bit of hype around it.
It was just a weird feeling. I don't know why, but it was a weird feeling.
Yeah, I think it was just because it was like so much earlier on the card than it should have been, but at the same time, the card was so stacked that it was like the only way they could have done it.
Yeah, it was the only way that would be there. And plus also we had an amazing ladder match before it, sort of like, oh shit, like it's an Orton match, I can't remember too much of it, honestly, besides that little
ending
part.
Remember the ending, to be honest.
And like,
the double DDT on J&J was pretty cool too.
That was pretty cool.
I remember the four RKOs in that match.
Were there really?
Two to Seth, 2 to J&J, 1 in each.
You're
J&J.
Right. You're right. There was 4 RKOs in that match. Huh?
RKO Vine.
There was 3 F5s in the finish. But
there was four.
There was 4.
Mm-hmm. 4 F5s.
Oh, that was, wasn't that? Fuck.
Yeah.
I came to the conclusion. Orton's never bringing back the punt.
No, I think it's too dangerous. I think Vince has said he can't do it.
And it looks shit as well if you get the wrong angle and everything.
Yeah, because it just looks like he kind of taps their shoulder.
Because he does.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's it.
He's did just you see the one on...
like a little tap.
Yeah, did you see the one that he did on CM Punk to lose the World Heavyweight title the first time?
I can't remember off the top of my head.
Oh, it was like they replayed it a bunch of times in the build-up to their Mania 27. And he just like lightly just kind of like taps him on the arm that he's got up.
I always forget about that match.
I know. And then they like show it like in slow motion in the video package. Like, why? You could clearly see that he's not even close.
That was like when they showed the Rusev knee, the Cena, in slow motion during the Cena. It was like when I first saw it, I thought he completely missed. And when they slow motioned it, he barely tapped him. I was like, why would you slow motion that?
When, like, every time else I've seen, like, solid knee strikes to the head, it's like always, like, they have their hands around, or they have, like their hand somewhere to cover it, like Regal and
yeah. I mean, except for the main event of this pay-per-view.
Oh yeah,
those were unprotected knees.
Yeah, that was pretty great.
All I know is I seen in the chat was "fuck you, Matt. I'll break your back and rape your ass." I don't know what that's about, but okay, Ben.
Yeah. Who wrote that?
That was Ben.
Is that Ben? He's not even here.
What did you get him mad about?
He told the fans to send him nudes.
Yes, he did. I forgot to mention that he told. Oh. So if you're listening, to
I don't
this,
think we should ask our fans of that. I don't think that's a really appropriate thing to say, you guys.
That's exactly what I said.
All right, so we're going to move right along to... I would imagine there's a lot of conflicting opinions about this. I don't think, actually, we've talked about this at very much length in the group chat or anything, so Triple H and Sting.
Oh, no.
No.
Groan.
Dude, I loved it. I loved everything.
I liked it. I hated everything that was this match.
I loved it.
I don't First care of all, about... Kevin Nash, I don't care about Hulk Hogan.
Yeah.
I don't give a... Like, I don't care.
Shawn Michaels coming back every WrestleMania that helps Triple H.
I like Triple H. I like Shawn Michaels. I hated everyone else in this match.
Are we supposed to, like, not think, like, Triple H is best friends with every single one of those except for Hulk Hogan?
Yeah. it was the clique just wanking each other up.
Sting looked terrible. He was...
Sting did not look terrible. Sting looks so much better than he did.
He just needs a haircut. He needs to cut all that hair off.
The hair was bad. But, he worked that match, like, as well as he could be expected to.
A bat going through a sledgehammer.
That was really gimmicky and fake.
Was that supposed to be a no disqualification match?
They announced it, like, right before the match.
I don't remember them ever saying that.
No, they never did, but they just, like, announced it as no DQ right before it started. So.
Yeah, probably because Sting was like,
oh, fuck, I don't want to fuck. Like, it was because of wrestling isn't wrestling.
Honestly. Wrestling isn't wrestling. That's the greatest
video. Because it's a great video, but they went, oh, because up to my knees, Max Landis. Is his real name. Like, he was at Raw on Monday and everything. So Triple H was like, oh, why don't we just, like, that's a thing on the internet right now. Why don't I just, like, take a little shot at it by getting all my friends a WrestleMania paycheck.
Honestly, I watched that, like, 30-minute video, like, 3 times. I love it.
It's 40 minutes. And, yeah, it is great.
It's not 40 minutes.
Yeah, it is.
No, it's not. It's, like, 25.
All right. Yeah, it's like 25 minutes. But
I don't care. Triple H won. I liked him winning, so
I didn't like it.
I loved it.
But it's just because of me.
I thought the match, like, shouldn't even been a thing, to be honest.
Let's start with the entrances, though.
Why does Sting have Asian drummers?
No, that made no sense to me.
Because, one, he was the Crow Sting, and Crow was like a Chinese movie, basically.
Oh, yeah.
Because of Bruce Lee's kid was the main... And they were in, like, Bruce Lee territory area. So they went that route. So.
The Terminator thing, yeah, it looked cool with Triple H. But I just felt it was like a giant ad for Schwarzenegger's movie.
Yeah.
And it really took away from the coolness
level.
It, you get to the point with Triple H that you just kind of, like, expect that he's going to do something way too expensive and ridiculous for WrestleMania. And if you look at it from that angle, it was kind of really awesome.
It was.
Nothing is too expensive for Triple H because he's the greatest wrestler of all time and deserves all the money.
He made money off that entrance. He didn't spend any money. Terminator.
Actually, it was all a paid advertisement for Terminator.
Yeah. That's why I didn't like it. Just the advertisement and the fact that he put in Arnold. Like, if that was 4 years ago and had absolutely nothing to do with the new Terminator movie coming out, and he had Arnold Schwarzenegger in the opening, and he wasn't getting inducted into the Hall of Fame or anything, it was just a cool moment, that would be cool. Like, okay, Arnold Schwarzenegger's badass. But no, it had all to do with the new movie coming out, and I don't know.
I got fucking hated on last night on Facebook because... Everyone, all of a sudden, after Shawn
super kicks thing, all of a sudden everyone turned on Sean. Like, oh my gosh, Sean's a dick. I was like, you guys just were loving Sean like a month ago.
Dude, Sean's like, great.
And
I love Sean.
I pissed off.
But that super kick he does, it's destined not to be finishing, you know?
I know. But the one thing I said kind of basically like ruined the whole conversation. I was like, I was a fan of the screw job, and everyone got pissed off.
Well, Jesus Christ. Yeah, no.
Yeah,
you're gonna get some hate for that.
And honestly, I thought it was over when he got super kicked. I really thought it was over.
Yeah,
I was generally surprised.
It could have been.
I was generally surprised. I was like, really? He's going to win off a super kick out of nowhere? And then he kicked out. I was like, okay, that was the only cool moment of this match.
There was a bunch of cool moments in this match. Like, you just kind of have to, like...
I felt like I was watching a senior citizen, like, fight over Jell-O. That's what I felt. Senior citizen convention fighting over Jell-O.
And the funny thing is, I have all of those guys that came out this first six. The only one that can really even still halfway go is Billy Gunn. Halfway.
Mm. X-Pac can go, I think, a little bit.
Billy Gunn and X-Pac were the only, like...
I don't think Billy Gunn could ever go.
Actually, Billy Gunn, kidding? X-Pac, and Road Dogg could kick the freaking NWO's ass right now.
Billy Gunn was the fucking man back in the day.
I thought Billy Gunn was underrated in the day.
I honestly thought Kevin Nash tore his quad at one point. Like, that's serious.
Yeah, that's same.
He grabbed at it, and I was like, he tore his quad. Oh, my God. The internet's never going to let this go.
Kevin Nash can go fuck himself.
Yeah.
As far as I'm concerned.
Can we talk about the back bump on the floor that Scott Hall took?
Yeah.
DDT is a crazy hero.
And Hulk Hogan took a fucking back
bump. Yeah, Hulk Hogan took a bump.
He had, like, back surgery, like, 5 years ago. They said, you can never take a bump again. He was like, okay. And TNA got pissed at him, let him go. He went to WWE, and he's taking bumps.
DDP yoga, brother.
DDP
that shit really helps them. Like, people, like, save their careers off that. Like, Chris Jericho, his career was actually...
Can we not talk about Chris Jericho, like, at all?
Man,
fuck.
He's not I don't agree with you, but I totally understand where you're coming from.
The one thing I will say, it was cool seeing Sting at Mania for the first time.
Wait, was that... Will, why don't you like Chris Jericho?
That was me. I'm Matt.
It was Matt. Yes. I don't know. Sorry.
Chris Jericho, fuck it. Oh, no. With his dad podcast and the...
I don't like nowadays Chris Jericho nearly as much as I like old, like...
I used to love Chris Jericho, but now he's just like...
He seems like a wanker at this point. I just took his word. His tweets piss me off now, and...
No, he's like, Bill DeMott is a good person, he's my friend.
He made a tweet the other day, something about, like, the Hall of Fame, like, you guys are all fucking assholes for, like... you should give me respect, but...
Yeah, I don't think you should be chanting "what" during Hall of Fame.
No, you shouldn't. There's no excuse for that. I also don't think a wrestler should tweet at the fans like that, though, either.
I don't know. I don't know. Well, I don't even think he counts as a wrestler at this point.
He's a Hall of Famer. He's a wrestler. He's not a rock star. I don't care what people try saying. He's a wrestler.
He's definitely not a rock star.
He tries to make himself seem like a rock star. It's not.
Do you want to start a war?
I'm the only one that liked this match, right? Triple H thing.
I liked it.
Okay.
I absolutely hated it.
Yeah.
That was the only match I could not stand.
I don't know. There was one match that I could not stand.
It wasn't a good match. I just liked it for what it was. Sting is first Mania.
Yeah, it was just.
I hope it's his last Mania, to be honest.
I couldn't care about Sting.
Yeah,
like, I love Sting.
The only Sting I know is, like, I never watched WCW. It's, like, TNA Sting with, like, the fucking...
Exactly.
Like, weird Joker paint.
I love,
like,
Joker Sting. Exactly. I don't know why.
No. I never watched WCW. I only seen Sting in TNA. And, like, even knowing Sting's background in WCW, like, I could mark out, but I don't because I know how old he is and I know how crappy the match was going to be.
Yeah. WCW, why should I care? Like, Hulk Hogan and Kevin Nash and Scott Hall's coming out. It's like, I've never seen basically any of their stuff. All I've ever seen is them being dickheads. And
I've seen a million of their clips. Like, I've seen all their documentaries. I've seen the entire Monday Night War series. I've seen plenty and plenty of footage of them, trust me, like hours worth.
Yeah.
But I still could not care for that Mania.
I don't know. Moment. It's
and like DX, like I like them. They're cool. I guess they were cool back in the day.
It just didn't fit in.
Why is it a big deal? Like X-Pac, he's like, oh, you know, he's good. He's still on the indies. Blah blah blah. The fucking what are they called? New Age Outlaws. They were here last year. They were here this year.
They were like, yeah. They wrestled at the Royal Rumble like 2 months ago.
They wrestled at the Royal Rumble. How are they supposed to be like old guys coming back?
Apparently,
I just don't understand.
I'm on Facebook right now. I was just checking to see something. Apparently, you know, Sting had that interview after all. Apparently, yeah, Bo Dallas interrupted him.
No way.
Yes.
Wait, what?
Are you serious?
Yeah.
No,
I need to watch
that's
that.
Great.
I need to see that. That's
wait, what?
Incredible.
Bo Dallas interrupted Sting.
That is... Oh yeah, yeah. I watched that. That's why I was late to get on the call.
Wow. That was
so amazing.
It's just for. Okay. Alright. Yeah,
so
but next segment.
Let's go to star ratings on this. Yeah. This is gonna be a divide.
How about let's start with
it was a two star match, not even.
Yeah. It was about that.
Honestly, if it wasn't for like I know how much nostalgic people felt, I'd give it a 1 star, but I know how much that was towards people, so I'll just give it a 2 star just for that. But honestly, if I'm going off match mainly, it's a 1 star.
I don't
nostalgic,
agree with that.
Nostalgic reasons, it's 2 star. I felt like it was that shitty of a match.
There was just so... I think that AAA, like, they worked a style that they had to work given their age and all that stuff. But I think that Sting looked better and performed better than he has ever for TNA. And arguably better than he did, like, in his main events in WCW.
Nah, he had way better TNA matches.
Mm. Like what? The one against Jeff Hardy? That Jeff Hardy got stoned and couldn't participate?
The one with Mick Foley?
Was that the cage match?
Hardcore Justice, was it not?
I'm
that
not talking about.
Familiar.
I wasn't talking about like the newer like. I was talking about like 07, like around that time period. Like I can't. I'll be honest. I can't think of any matches off the top of my head. I just have a specific memory of Sting not sucking dick.
I don't think he sucked dick in this match. I think he did exactly what he needed to do.
TNA locked. It was a cage match. Sting and
yeah.
McFoley.
Yeah, and the McFoley's first title win in TNA.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, that was a good one. But that was also hard. Like they had the advantage of actually being able to bleed and do the hardcore thing.
And
I think they used
like,
barbed wire.
The thing
in
I
that
actually
match.
Wanted to see was like back then. Like I still like Mick Foley was like, "Fuck, Mick Foley's in TNA. Austin's here. He's like the older guy here. It's gonna be, you know, two of the older dudes. Like, but not." And that was basically all TNA was, just older dudes at that point.
Yeah,
and. It was like, oh, two guys that can actually still work and do shit are going to have a good match. And that's what, like, I remember it being. I could be wrong.
Like, when I watched TNA, like, this is just going to give you an image of how long ago I watched TNA. That's why I can't remember any of this shit. But, like, it was like Christian was the top dog. Kurt Angle was all the rage.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's
it was
been
like
a while for you.
Sting was all, yeah. It was when I first started watching wrestling, pretty much.
I started watching TNA in 2011.
Yeah, exactly the same for me.
I started watching it. Yeah, I did watch again, I think not last year, 2 years ago. I watched during the summer, and then I stopped watching again.
Yeah.
Yeah. After Hulk just ruined it, I couldn't.
Yeah. I think I watched the last one. I actually paid for Slammiversary 2013, I think was the last one.
Oh, poor guy.
No, that was they had Austin Aries versus Samoa Joe on that card.
Poor guy.
They had Austin Aries versus Samoa Joe on that card.
Poor guy.
They had Austin.
You paid for
Samoa Joe in 2013. Poor guy.
It was no, it was spectacular.
Samoa Joe's just a poor guy.
And it was
just...
wait, no, was it 2012? It was Bobby Roode versus Sting for the title.
I like Beer Bunny. That's all I remember from TNA is Beer Bunny.
Oh my god, remember when Rob Van Dam was fucking TNA world champ?
And he was terrible. Yeah.
Yeah, he was like on the Brock Lesnar contract and they just wasted all of his opportunity. Like,
absolutely. Title, like, he had like, he like defended against like AJ Styles in this biggest dream match ever and it was terrible. Yeah. All right.
I'm sorry, let's continue.
We're never getting to Raw.
No, never ever. So back to Triple H.
We can
Sting.
Just cut all this out.
I'll give Triple H Sting a 3.5 star match. I don't know. I guess I got hit by the spectacle of it a lot more than you guys did.
Yeah, and if that's how you feel about the match, yeah, you're
yeah, it's weird, your opinion.
Just personally, I don't get all hype about that sort of stuff.
Yeah, personally, yeah. I'd give it a 1.
Yeah, I'm just like a big nostalgia in wrestling guy. I don't know why. It just, like, it all really works for me. The ridiculous, over-the-top WrestleMania entrances work for me. Just all of it
like,
was just my
like
kind of thing.
I like over-the-top entrances if they make sense.
Mm. I normally love Triple H's, like,
scarecrows didn't make
throne
sense
and
me.
Shit.
I love the
and
scarecrows.
Like...
All right.
Scarecrows would have made sense if it was for Sting, maybe.
Yeah, that probably would have made more sense, actually.
I feel like Triple H having Terminator just felt like a sellout.
This match went... Sorry, this... Triple H versus Sting went 18 minutes. And
yeah, this was the longest
seconds.
Match on the card. We all got that wrong.
What I'm so
Seth,
surprised.
Seth Rollins Orton, we said, right?
Yeah, I think
yeah, that
most
was a
of
short
us
ass
did.
Match. Yeah.
Or I said
I went
Taker Wyatt.
I went Lada match.
Taker. Yeah. Oh, I guess we'll. I'll wait. For, I guess I'll wait to get my opinion on that. Okay.
All right. Yeah. So, has anyone else not given their ratings on this?
No, I think we all did.
No, I didn't. Oh. I'm not even going to rate this match because for me, that's like, yeah, 0 stars.
Okay. Yeah.
Sorry, boys.
Yeah. All right. Fair enough.
Will, did you give your star ratings?
69.
I hate you. Anyway.
Silent for that. All right. So I think we had the musical performance after this, right?
Oh, this was my.
She was hot until she took off her hood.
And killed myself.
She was hot until she took off her hood. Then I was like, ew.
That
not
was
really
seriously. It. Whoever Kid, I have no idea who Kid Ink is, but he's
no,
like the worst human being I've ever seen in my life.
No, but Skylar, what was it, Gray or something like that? Oh,
yeah.
Skylar Gray.
Fine.
She was hot. I thought
she's
she was hot.
She's the cousin of Tyler Black. I hope all of you get that joke.
I understand.
Funny.
It took me like
I liked it.
5 seconds. All right, next.
So we're just gonna move on past that because it was so terrible. Jesus Christ, it was so bad.
I rate that 1 star because at least it wasn't Triple H Sting.
Excuse you, sir. I rate that 0 stars because rappers.
I love rap. Not
one
kidding,
star,
though.
Boobies.
Like, get an actual get like. Get someone that people listen to. Don't get Skylar Grey, Kid Ink, and Travis Barker.
They got
apparently
P. Diddy
Skylar,
2 years ago.
Apparently Skylar... Yeah, I was there for that. That was sick. Apparently
get,
Skylar
like,
Grey used to be a porn star. I didn't know that.
No,
I would,
I think it's
I
two different
that.
People. It's. I think it's two different
you're thinking
people.
Of Sasha Grey, yeah.
Yeah, Sasha Grey, you're right.
Alright, I'm
like,
I'm all on
she's
top
a,
of the
she's
porn
a, she's a movie star now.
Is she?
Or TV
okay.
or TV show now, I think.
I'll take your word for that one.
Like, I love Blink. Blink 182 is cool. But
oh, yeah.
Is just Travis Barker. Oh.
Yeah, Travis Barker does not exactly make Blink 182.
Mm-hmm. Alright, so,
first? Alright, so we had Cena Rusev in...
No,
first
we had the Divas match, didn't
oh,
we?
Oh, did we?
Yes.
Right, I do not have these in order. I'm just going off memory here.
Divas match
okay.
was...
Shit.
It was it lagged.
It was a Monday Night Raw match.
I thought for like compared to literally every Divas match in WrestleMania since like Trish Mickey, I thought it was really good.
It was a Divas Raw match.
It went 6 minutes.
It
did shit
that.
All. AJ Lee was like fucking on the floor for most of it. Came in, got the tag, and then botched a bit, and then got the submission win.
She groped. Nope. Paige, though, at the beginning of
the
match. The
only part that I thought it was interesting is Paige kicked out of the Nikki rack or whatever the fuck she calls it.
Bella rack? Rack attack.
Also, Will was like crazy right in how much they said, "Come on, Nikki," or "Come on, Bree."
Come on, Bree.
It's literally all they did.
Fucking hate the Bellas.
They're the worst human
just
beings.
Just because you're getting dick from the two biggest stars in the company.
I don't mind them as much.
Fuck off.
Once, man. I started watching Total Divas, I don't mind them nearly as much as I used to.
I hate them so much more after that show.
I'll admit that I started watching it
like 2 weekends ago, and now I kind of like the Bella Twins.
Will, you watch Total Divas religiously. How do you feel about the Bellas?
I think that they're the worst characters on Total Divas, and all they do is cry, and Alicia Fox should win every title in the company, including the men's titles.
Well,
I think the Bellas are the worst actresses, that's all.
They're terrible actresses.
I wish you died in the womb.
That was the worst. I wish you died in the womb.
Then they're friends again. The worst.
Nikki, be my slave.
Then 1 week later, they come out like, "Yeah, we're friends again." Because sisters are always sisters, no matter what. Whim.
Bree, get my vibrator, Bree.
If you ever see an episode of Total Divas where Cena finds your vibrators? She's like, "I would live by myself for years. What do you expect?"
Jesus Christ.
She had like a whole box
really
of them.
It's fucked.
So yeah,
I saw the episode when he gave her the prenup.
That shit was so fake. It's not even funny. That's faker than WWE. Like, that's just, there's so many scripted.
I can't wait till like Charlotte and Sasha come up, and we don't have to deal with like AJ Lee and the Bellas anymore.
Oh, I guarantee you, Charlotte ends up on the Total Divas. I guarantee.
Yeah, she will
because.
Ric Flair's my dad, and he drinks a lot. He probably beat me as a child.
Christ!
Woo!
I can't even tell who did that.
That was me.
That was okay.
Yeah. So
Cena versus Bray. Not Bray. Oh my god, that was last year.
Cena versus Bray again.
Hey, part two.
That match, just for the record, I hated that match last year. I hated that match last year. I thought it was the worst, probably, Cena match at WrestleMania ever.
No.
Yeah, dead seriously, honestly believe that.
JBL at WrestleMania 20.
No.
That was good.
Cena had Bella Twins acting in last year's.
But at least he tried to act outside of, like...
It was terrible.
No.
There's no saving it.
There was Wyatt saving it, sir.
Cena ruined it.
Wyatt's not that good in ring. I'll say it.
I honestly, I'm up in the air between with Wyatt. I don't even know if I like him or not.
He's a character wrestler in an era that is not good for that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But anyway, Cena Rusev.
I fucking hated it. I thought it was the worst.
We don't see eye to eye on this, Josh. We might not be the same person.
No.
Anymore. I loved this match.
This match was good.
Which is weird, because I thought I was gonna hate it.
This was the only Cena match in ages that I've actually gotten behind and liked.
I actually loved it.
Alright, let me explain myself here then, because you're all gonna like go on why it was great. So, for one, they start off with the worst video packages I've ever seen. This enormous crock pile of USA is so much better than the global community bullshit.
It's always been that way with the USA stuff. Like, you just gotta accept it for what it is.
But it's so much worse when they have the whole video package and they have, like, Rusev. I mean, admittedly, the Rusev entrance was amazing with the tank and all the soldiers.
Oh, I love the Rusev. I got the boner during it.
They played it so hard that they totally forgot to mention Rusev at all. He did not matter in this match. It was just like the guy who's Russian versus John Cena, champion of the United States of America. The United States of America is the best country in the world.
John Cena comes out flying on a bald eagle.
That worked in the opposite that was supposed to. It made me really get behind Rusev.
Yeah.
Yes.
It really made me...
Well, I desperately wanted the United States to lose, and I live in America. I desperately wanted the United States to lose.
Can we please bring up Cena's springboard stunner?
That was a shocker.
I was really impressed by it.
But, like, the match overall was just like, oh, look how much better Cena is, and look how great the USA is versus Russia. And they were playing that up so much that, like, it didn't even matter that Rusev had, like, lost his win streak. He'd won, like, 121 matches or something without a loss, and he finally loses, and it doesn't mean anything in the wake of this, like, USA bullshit.
Yeah, like, I'll agree that Rusev should all, like, I thought Rusev should have won. It was still a good match. I enjoyed it.
The only thing that made me laugh was Lana's fail at throwing her shoe at John Cena.
What was that supposed to be?
I think she was supposed to hit John Cena with a shoe so he'd like stop it.
And she wasn't even close.
And she missed.
Yeah, that wasn't even close.
Completely, and I missed the ref.
Yeah.
That would have been cool though, like hitting the ref and like him going, hey,
well, that would've been cool.
Don't think with Rusev, but I never liked the whole win streak thing ever. I never liked it when Goldberg had their win streak. I didn't like it when Rusev did
like
a
win
streak.
I don't mind Rusev's win streak. I don't like I don't like Rusev. That's about it. Or I liked Rusev. That's about it. I don't know what I'm supposed to say.
I like Samoa Joe's win streak.
Like Joe's like one, Goldberg's one, Ryback's one, Rusev's one, Bo Dallas's one.
Bo Dallas's one was incredible.
I think it brings a legitimacy.
Yes.
Yeah. I just hate how it ended.
I just hate how it ended. R-Truth coming in like, oh, look at me, I'm still relevant, right? Please.
Yeah, that was terrible.
R-Truth's cool. I like R-Truth.
It should not have ended the Bo Dallas win streak though.
No.
That should still be going on today.
What was he, like 22 and Bo?
I think it was like 11 and Bo.
No, wasn't it 21? 21 and Bo? Because it was the same as Taker's, I think that's why they ended it like that. I don't know. That's all I don't know. It was something.
I think it was 22 and Bo.
I'll have a look.
But, alright. So, the match itself, I thought, it was a fine match. It's just everything around it was just such a shit pile. That I have to give it, like, 2 stars.
Well, this match... Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What?
I don't really... The USA versus other countries things doesn't really bother me as much as it bothers you guys. I don't know, like, I know it's, like, it fairly... Like, it really messes up other people from around the world, but... I don't know, it's just always been a thing for the WWE. Like, I don't know.
It seems like we're just like so far past the era that they play it this much. Like it was fine in the '80s when it was like America like was actually scared of getting blown into oblivion.
Are you
like,
saying
oh,
it
so
was
great.
Acceptable in the '80s?
I'm saying it was like,
acceptable at the time.
It was tolerable because like we were actually terrified of like annihilation and we wanted to all band together as a country. But now it's like we're just trying to form a global community and WWE is just so far behind that.
Yeah. I don't think it's bad. Like, I just think that it was just overdone a little bit.
A lot. They had George W. Bush in the face promo. George W. Bush in the face promo. Matt, yeah. I don't know if you know about how much George W. Bush.
We have a similar president, prime minister right now. He's like the Australian George W. Bush.
Oh, he's not our president anymore.
No, I know. But Tony Abbott. For all of you Australians is who don't know George W. Bush, is basically George W. Bush, I know George Bush is like the biggest heel in the history of politics.
Yeah,
no, I think it's Obama at this point.
No, it's Nixon. It's still always be Nixon.
Yeah,
wrestling though.
And yeah, we probably shouldn't get into politics.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe
Barack
a little
Obama's
over
still
a
like
grid.
He's got the cool black gimmick on his side. It's okay.
All right, everyone else probably has different opinions on the match.
Obama's great.
All right, ratings. Honestly, I'd give it a low 4. I enjoyed it. I mean, yeah, it was just nice seeing Cena not going after a major championship, and it's like, I don't know. All
right, I totally understand that. I don't know. This is like the right place in the card for Cena.
It's just cool to see him finally, like, letting, like, okay, maybe I can go after something else other than, like, the main
But Rusev, he just lost so convincingly. He couldn't have kicked out of one AA, maybe, at least.
Well, America wins all, brother.
That's one thing I was going to mention. Do you guys think the kicking out of finishers is kind of like getting overdone a little bit?
Yeah, totally.
Finishers don't mean anything anymore.
Not even like including the freaking atrocious finisher kickouts of the main event. Like, just in general, Seth Rollins kicked out of one RKO. Randy Orton kicked out of a curb stomp.
The curb stomp, I think, is being protected pretty well, though.
Yeah, except for at Mania. Before that, it was. The curb stomp should be like a killer.
Yeah, but I mean, Brock Lesnar doesn't obey any rules of selling, so I don't think
he
counts.
That's why I said don't even really bother with the main event. Paige kicking out of the Bella Rack, whatever you call it. Cena kicking out of the Cena didn't kick anything.
Like getting out of the accolade. Yeah.
I don't know. I can't think of any of
the accolade.
Yeah, Rusev I think did kick out one attitude adjustment, didn't he?
I don't think so.
I think he did. Cause I was surprised.
Yeah, I think he did.
I think I was surprised. Then Sting kicked out of a Sweet Chin Music and
He didn't kick out of a pedigree though, did he?
No, he didn't get pedigreed.
Nobody kicks out of the pedigree.
I don't think he got pedigreed.
I think he did.
If he did, he got kicked out of it.
Someone got pedigreed.
I think he got pedigreed and then
got pedigreed.
And then the NWO came out before he could pin.
Yeah. Because the NWO came out when he got pedigreed. Yeah.
Yeah. And he took that pedigree really well, by the way.
Yeah.
A lot better than The Miz. I'm never getting over how badly The Miz took that one pedigree in Night of Champions 2011. I'm sorry.
I don't know. There's just nowadays, I feel like finishers are pointless.
Yeah. I mean, We have Dean Ambrose kicking out of the attitude adjustment on Raw.
I was, as much for that as I was, I was kind of upset at the same time because.
Yeah,
it really is just, I don't know, it's kind of like, you don't even expect to, like, one, like, if somebody loses to one finisher, you're like, oh, this guy sucks. Like, that's the point we're at in WWE.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
If you can't kick out the first finisher, then you're not you have no point of being there.
And except for the Cobra. I can't think of anyone who's kicked out of a Cobra.
Like, you know who did pretty good with that for a while? Daniel Bryan's knees. That did pretty good for a while.
The first person to kick out of the knee was, like, recently. It was Roman Reigns, even.
No, I think somebody did it last Mania. I think Batista or Orton did.
Didn't count it, though, because he hit the knee, and then Orton came in and, like, threw Daniel Bryan out of the ring, and there was a delay.
Yeah.
But the knees did pretty well. That's the only thing I could recently think of that did pretty well for a while.
I'm trying to think of a different... Yeah, I mean, everyone kicks out of the tombstone.
Yeah, like
Everyone kicks out of the F5 for God's sake.
The F5 should be more deadly, I think.
Yeah.
I mean, Roman Reigns kicked out of 3 F5s. That's one more than
we'll Undertaker get to that. Of.
Hug, no, Undertaker. Yes. Yeah.
He got pinned at 3.
Yeah, but so I remember one was so early in the match too.
Well, I remember last year when Undertaker got the third. The third F5, I was like, this is so stupid. He's going to kick out of 3 F5s. This is, like, getting pointless with the F5s.
Yeah, what I thought.
And then he got pinned, and I was like, oh, my God, well, at least the F5s make sense. But and then this year, it completely ruined my whole stamina last year. That made me surprised.
But it did kill Michael Cole.
Yes.
Check his Wikipedia. It lists him as dead
now. Yes, I saw that. It's hilarious.
Yeah, killed by Brock Lesnar, March 30th.
All the people on Facebook were like, "Is this real? Is this real? Oh my God, he's dead!"
That's spectacular. people amaze me.
Like, no, they wouldn't mention that on Raw or anything.
No, it doesn't seem relevant.
But it's because Byron Saxton went into Owen voice. He was like, "Well, ladies and gentlemen, Brock Lesnar has flipped the announce table."
Why did they leave it flipped the whole night? I don't know. I don't get it.
Did they leave Byron Saxton alone for like an hour? that poor guy has just gotta like stand out there in his suit.
They could have put like Corey Graves in there with him actually.
I know. Cool. And instead they put out Jerry Lawler.
It's not like he wasn't there. If they put in Corey Graves and Renee Young, that would have been really cool, actually.
Yeah.
No, not Renee Young. We got
Jerry the King Lawler, who was like this close to ruining WrestleMania for me. He is so bad. He is the worst. I hate Jerry the King Lawler.
Anyway.
All right.
Anyway, I rate the match at 3 stars.
All right, three stars.
Because I thought, like, how people always say Cena buries people. I feel like he made it good, like he won, but he didn't bury.
Yeah, it's true. It didn't feel like a burial. But I don't know. It didn't feel like Rusev was like on par with him either.
I'm just glad Rusev didn't tap. That would have been
Yeah, if he had tapped to the STF, I would have been furious.
The SCF looks so stupid nowadays. Did you see the STF on Dean today? That was the worst STF I think I might have seen in my entire life.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think the one that
Dean was just like, fuck you, and did it really well.
Yeah.
And Cena had to sell it by looking surprised.
So what was the next match, Sean?
The next match.
Well, we haven't finished our star ratings.
No, we have not.
Sorry, it's long story.
I rate this 3 3/4 stars.
Wow, that is shockingly high.
Because
I rated it like
Taker and Bray was really good. I thought Taker and Bray. What? Cena and Rusev.
What is happening to your brain?
Oh, I'm looking at the card, man. Taker and Bray.
I like Cena versus Rusev, but I think that it's bad when the match they had at Fastlane was much better than their Mania match.
It was much better. I loved their match.
I didn't watch Fastlane.
I watched it like 2 weeks late.
I still haven't watched it yet.
No, I think they had a great match at Fastlane.
That was the first pay-per-view in like years that I didn't watch live.
Hmm.
I just didn't care about it. It was weird.
Hmm.
But if Rusev won, and if it was like a bit longer time and stuff, it would have been like 4. But yeah, it just missed a little bit.
Yeah. So everybody got their stars?
No, only 3 of us did.
Yeah. Need Will.
1 million. Oh no, I give this match 1 star from Putin. The star award. Get it? Joke.
Yay! I like that. All right, so
then we have Stephanie and Triple H with Rock and Ronda Rousey.
This was amazing.
Yeah. I took a poop during this match. I saw Dwayne coming out. I was like, Dwayne, what are you doing, Dwayne?
You know what this was?
And
you
then I left because I hate Dwayne.
There's one thing that this was. Crap, Undertaker's match is up next. We need it to be darker.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably.
They say before Ronda came out?
They were just like, we're cool. Rock, you suck. I slap you. You're a fool.
Yeah, like, she slapped him. Was like, oh, you can't
you
hit a woman.
You hit a girl.
And so he, like, spent, like 10 minutes getting to Ronda Rousey.
Yeah, like, I saw all that. That was after my poop. So did they just, like, spend 10 minutes just going, hey... Hey, Rock. How's
it
going?
Pretty much.
How's the movie? Good. Should we all go watch it, Rock? Come on, Rock. Are you going to promote anything?
No. But, it was mostly them just like belittling him, and then she slapped him, and was big, and then you know.
Good.
Rousey came in.
I love the Rock from the Attitude Era. I hate Dwayne. Like I don't even call him Rock. It's fucking Dwayne, and he's not the same person. He's this big, muscly freak actor guy who sucks. Fucking hate Dwayne.
You know, the only thing I have one bit of the whole Ronda Rousey just sitting there thing went a little too long.
Yeah,
it was awkward for a lackluster. Like the flip of Triple H was cool, but then there's the arm thing with Stephanie was really awkward.
I wish she did like an actual like.
Even if she just flipped her like she did Triple H or anything.
Yeah.
Like, they built it up to like this big moment. I thought she was gonna like just like at least slap her or something. And well, like, we just got like little arm
her thing. And Ra completely ruined the seriousness of it. He's like, hey, Stephanie, guess what? This is her serious face. She's going to beat you up. It's like, come on.
Didn't he say, like, this is what the kids call trolling or something?
I don't know. He's like,
this is the face that she makes when she's going to tear out your fallopian tubes and jump rope with them.
Oh, I did like that line.
I liked that line. It was, maybe could have used it different.
I just hated hell.
Although, really. I do like the fact that during that moment, one of my friends showed his moment of stupidity by saying Triple H lost all his dignity by getting thrown by a woman. I'm like, that woman will whoop your ass.
You're not friends with that person anymore. No. I've officially revoked that person's right to be your friend.
I'm like, do you realize who that woman is?
Also,
Ronda Rousey, here's a question. Would you date Ronda Rousey?
Yes.
I'd be scared.
I would never cheat on her.
I would never freaking say no to her. What are you talking about?
Good point.
I don't think I'd get along with Ronda Rousey. She seems like a giant nerd.
See, that's where I think I'd definitely get along with her.
Yeah, that's where I think I would get along really well.
Yeah. She's like 9,000.
I'd probably call her a
fucking Dragon Ball Z and Pokemon. I'm Ronda Rousey. All the other girls.
I'd make fun of her for wearing that Dragon Ball Z shirt and then call her a meme.
That's exactly what I said. I was like, what the fuck is she wearing? At least wear a wrestling... I hate it when people don't wear wrestling shirts to, like, WrestleMania and Raw. It's like she was wearing a Dragon Ball Z shirt. It's like, you're not going to fucking Comic-Con. You're going to WrestleMania.
Like, what do you... I mean, it's like, what is she going to wear? Like, a Triple H shirt? Like, what do you want?
But she went to...
Primo!
She went to PWG event bowling. You guys, yeah. And she was wearing a wrestler's shirt. Like, she was wearing a wrestling shirt and everything. But she's gonna go to fucking WrestleMania, be on screen. Like, if you're gonna be with The Rock, at least wear, like, a Rock shirt.
Dude, she didn't know she was gonna be on screen, man.
But, I mean,
she didn't know it. Rock came out of nowhere. She was, like, caught on the spot. Come on.
You can't...
No, but...
You can't spoil the moment of, like... You know, because The Rock was unadvertised. He was... The idea was that nobody.
But still, like,
it'd be hilarious if she wore a Triple H shirt.
What about her whole? Isn't her whole gimmick that she's like the Hot Rod Ronda Rousey, or like Rowdy Ronda Rousey or whatever?
No, they just call her Ronda. They just call her Rowdy Ronda Rousey.
Yeah, so
I don't think she's really the Hot Rod. I think it's just a nickname in the game.
Yeah, sorry. Why doesn't she wear, like, a Roddy Piper shirt or something?
That would be dope. Like, a skirt,
like,
too.
Like, Rowdy-ish is, like, cool. Yellow. Because that's what she did. Remember when she was at Raw earlier in the year?
No.
She was, like, a guest. She was, like, did a backstage segment. And she was wearing a Rowdy shirt. She was, like, it's... Yeah. I was like, why aren't you wearing that?
She should play the bagpipes. She should play the bagpipes at her next...
But that'd be great. She comes out with the fucking bagpipe to doing
or
the
coconut in each hand.
She could have wore a freaking horseman shirt, being that her and her friends are called the Four Horsewomen.
Oh yeah,
and that's a horrible name, isn't it?
Yeah, it is terrible.
If you say it fast enough, Four Horsewomen. No, never mind.
Four Horsewomen.
No, that made it worse.
Four Horsewomen.
four whores that'll whoop your ass.
Whoa. Damn.
Don't change the channel.
Exactly.
Alright.
Yeah, but like, I like Ronda Rousey. She's cool. It just didn't seem cool. Like, it was just like, like Mike Tyson all over again. It's totally not Mike Tyson.
She's way cooler than Mike Tyson.
She's way cooler than Mike Tyson. I would take her over Mike Tyson any day. Absolutely.
What? Mike Tyson's a killer. Mike Tyson, like, probably legitimately killed people. Ronda Rousey.
He's also legitimately raped people.
Pokemon and judo.
Yeah.
If that puts Ronda Rousey in the Hall of Fame, then I'm gonna be kind of pissed.
No, if she has
if she has a WrestleMania match against Stephanie, then okay.
Yeah, then she goes to the Hall of Fame.
She did an interview earlier in the year when she went to SummerSlam, and they said, "Are we ever gonna see you in a WWE ring? Like, how do you feel about Brock and him going between the two?" And she was like, "You know, like, I have a lot of opportunities coming up, but I've loved wrestling since I was a kid, and you never know what's gonna happen."
Here's a question.
That basically means, as soon as my UFC contract's up, I'm going to wrestling.
Does Rock versus Triple H next WrestleMania?
I'm down with that.
I really would be excited for that. That'd give me a reason to be excited. I kind of wish they announced it I kind of wish they announced last night at last night at WrestleMania. That would be something like cool, like.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Especially because they're trying to like set the all-time attendance record with the stadium that can seat over 100,000 people. It would be really cool to do like a year-long huge match.
Yeah, but you'd have to get Rock to be there more, I reckon.
Yeah,
like, Rock would have to be full-time. So, but, like, there a lot more than he was there when he was against Cena.
So I just Googled something I remembered, and I remember correctly. You guys remember the Ice Bucket Challenge?
Yeah.
That's where Ronda Rousey was at with her group of dykes. Stephanie McMahon.
Yeah, they did it for Steph.
And in the video, she is, in fact, wearing a Hot Rod shirt.
Yeah, she is. That's where, I remember I saw it somewhere.
Huh.
And they're wearing Paul Heyman girl shirts.
Which is also of course awesome. They
are. Everyone who ever meets Paul Heyman that's a girl gets that. Or like
what's her name?
Or...
Yeah.
Yeah. Michelle Beadle got one at SportsCenter.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah.
I never watched SportsCenter, but I saw that.
I saw it on the clip today.
Paul Heyman's his whole brand's just like fucking insane. I love Paul Heyman.
He's the best.
So are we giving this stars or no?
No.
This rating? Nah. Nah.
I mean, I'll just say that I thought it was just like a really, just like really cool.
Cool WrestleMania moment, overly long.
Yeah, it went too long, absolutely.
Ronda should have done more to Steph.
Ronda should have like fucking like double leg takedown, full mount, just beat the shit out of her, make her bloody just... I'm gonna kill you, Steph.
I'm really thinking we're not gonna have time for Raw, but I have some cool moments for Raw. Anyway, I just saw a really
Why don't
cool
we just
moment.
Do two separate things?
Yeah, why don't we just do two?
Yeah, we can do two. Yeah,
we can do two shows.
So, so the next match is Taker Bray.
Bray mode.
I thought that match was.
That should be a shirt right there.
Bray mode.
I would buy a Brayman shirt.
Absolutely. 100%.
Oh, my God.
I think that match was... Taker looked better than he did last year, by far.
Taker... I mean, he's never going to be as good as he was, like, WrestleMania 29.
Well, but, appearance-wise, last year he looked like he was sick. This year he looked okay.
Yeah, he looked like
dead. I loved his, like, gear. Like, the pants and the singlet.
Yeah,
and...
it was almost like American Badass.
Yeah, it was like a cross between the two.
Which it was really cool. His entrance was kind of
lackluster.
It was too bright. Like there's nothing they can do about that. But it was too bright.
That's the problem with stadium. Like open air.
That's the problem with California when it starts at 4.
Is next year an open air stadium?
No, next year's a dome.
It's in Dallas.
It depends on what they do.
No, it's a dome.
They could have it open.
They wouldn't though. They wouldn't choose to have it open, would they?
No.
No.
Oh, and they would never close it. Like, can you close the dome when people are in it?
Yeah,
you can.
Yeah,
that's the whole point.
The Cowboys, you can.
Yeah, we have. What's the close?
It's all be next
Sydney
year.
That's like that. Anyway, yeah, this match was like nothing. I didn't like it.
I thought it was good.
I was about to say you guys are probably gonna hate me, but I honestly, this match didn't do it for me at all.
No, I can see that argument. It was just like so great to see Taker being able to pull off, you know, the things that he couldn't last year. Like you saw him do the old school, and like you saw him like feel like a legitimate Undertaker again.
See, the only thing
Taker looked fucked. Like Taker when he was getting like his sort of comeback spotish kind of thing.
Yeah, he looks
Yeah, he was like fucking. He could barely stand. He was swaying over, and I don't think it was selling. He was like,
yeah, I think he was
like,
selling.
I think it was selling.
Yeah, I think it was selling.
I don't know. It seemed a bit too like.
But
if it was selling, it was bad selling because it didn't look like selling.
I think
it looked
great.
Like he was swaying and out of it, and that's not how you sell.
I don't think so.
I like the fact when Bray Chet did that little walk thing and Taker set up, and Bray like shit himself.
That was the only moment of the match I liked.
That was the only thing.
I liked the catching him in the choke out of the Sister Abigail.
I didn't mind that, but I had already thought in my head, I was like, oh shit, they should do like a choke slam into a Sister Abigail thing. I wanted like it reversed. I thought it would be a lot cooler.
Yeah,
that's just me.
I You can't build yourself up for shit like that.
Yeah, it's just I was like, oh, fuck. Because I was just thinking. I was like, oh, wait, that would be cool. And it didn't happen. I was like, fuck.
Yeah.
See, I don't know. I don't know what it was about this match. It just... Oh, yeah, I remember what I was going to say. It was the lack of Undertaker showing up before WrestleMania that really just didn't. See, like, I think it would have been hilarious if Bray came out there. He's like, okay, Taker, I'm waiting. And he just came on the big screen. He's like, I never actually accepted the match, bro. That was just, like, lightning.
That
would have been cool.
Also, did you guys see that, like, apparently Bray Wyatt sprained his ankle before the match?
Yeah, I don't think he did.
I don't believe that at all. He seemed to be moving fine.
I don't think that was an official thing. I think that was just a thing that went around.
It went around, like, everywhere, though.
No.
Like, I saw it, like, every major site.
But it was like, Bray Wyatt has hurt himself while stretching and preparing for the match.
Wait,
it was,
you guys...
It was, like, 2 hours before the kickoff, as if he'd be, like, fucking stretching.
Wait, did you guys...
While he was eating cheese balls.
Yeah, it was like...
Did you guys see the... Oh, sorry.
No, it's all right.
Did you see the SNL with The Rock?
No,
I didn't.
He did this segment where he was, him and a random wrestler, I can't think of the guy's name on SNL. They were talking before the promo. He was like, yeah, man, you can just... He was talking to The Rock, and he was like, yeah, man, you can just go crazy on me in this promo. Let's just have fun with it. Say some, like, real cool stuff to get me mad. And so, first, the guy's character was, like, the mad dog, and he's like, I'm going to tear the roof down. How? Like, you know, like, basic stuff. And then The Rock came on, and he's like, you know what, wolf dog? You have genital herpes. The whole locker room knows. He's like... I was just like, what?
That's awesome.
Oh, no,
I love that to be like an actual promo he cut, like in the Attitude Era. He like came back, he's like, Big Show, you got gentle herpes. Everyone knows.
And the guy was just like, what? He's like, can we please refilm that promo, but like less personal? And Rock's like, yeah, I know what you mean. And the next thing he's like, he went on about like how his like illegitimate daughter or something like that, like all personal about his daughter and how he watches, Family Guy porn with Brian and not the regular family. The guy's like, he's like, what? What? And he's like, and one more time, he was like, yeah, please, just a regular promo. Like, you know, go crazy on me. But like, Rock's like, yeah, I know what you mean. And later on, he's like, and then in the last promo, he's like, you know what, Hal Dog? You know that girl you've been talking to on the internet for the past year and a half? The one you haven't met in real life? Guess what? That was me. I've been catfishing your ass. Those nudes I've been sending you, they're not the girl at all. That's your illegitimate daughter. Yeah, you've been looking at your daughter's nudes. How do you like that?
My favorite part was whenever the mutt guy goes, just say that you're gonna tear me apart or something, and The Rock goes, I'm gonna tear him apart. And by that I mean psychologically, because yes. I've been catfishing you.
Yes, exactly. Yes. Actually, I can't think of that.
Fuck yeah, dude. That sounds great.
It was. Then he went into the Rock Obama. That was pretty good, too.
Oh, yeah. I heard about that.
Yeah.
All right. So, final ratings on... okay.
WrestleMania.
Taker Wyatt.
2.
Yeah, I can't give it that high of a rate. Like, it's just... Undertaker WrestleMania. So...
I'd give it a
2. 2.5. 2.5.
It's a 2 for me. Like, it was nothing really, but because it was Taker and Bray, like, it had a little bit of hype around it. You know, it had a cool entrance from Bray, I guess.
I like it.
Or at least they tried. And, I don't know, it was just... I didn't know what to expect coming into it. But you know, it wasn't good.
I don't know. I thought, like, I love watching Bray wrestle, and I guess it just gets to the point that you either are one of those guys that you just love to see character wrestlers and you love to see them just like be ridiculous and do whatever it is that they do, despite like the actual quality of the match. It's just all about the performance of one of the wrestlers in the match.
Yeah.
And that's just, like, one of the things that really appeals to me. I can't explain why. I maybe just because I'm, like, such an old-school horror movie fan and stuff, and he's just such a great callback to things like that.
No, I love Bray. It's just... There was something about this match just didn't it didn't
it didn't do it
didn't appeal
I just
to
thought,
me.
Like his psychology and his character work was so great in this match that like he brought over the match just by sheer force of will. Even though his like ring work is not like anything extraordinary, his character just like makes all of his matches so great.
Neva was the Undertaker. Neva was like all of these dudes. Yeah, he's
Undertaker
be, like...
has had some legitimately fantastic wrestling matches.
And so will Bray.
One match I really liked with Bray. I forget what pay-per-view it was. I think it was the Royal Rumble. It was Bray versus Bryan.
That was just a fantastic match.
It was a very well match. That was the only match like that and the Dean Ambrose feuds I liked a lot too. With Bray.
I think you're right.
That made me think like Bray was going to be really good singles. But ever since then, he hasn't really done much for me.
No, I hope think he will be a really good. They need to put him in shit that mattered. Like, I don't know. They need to.
Like they don't know what
do
to do
more
with him.
With
they don't
him
really know what to do
need,
with him.
Yeah.
Yeah. They definitely need to start putting him with guys that can like work for him. Instead of he has to work for.
They need to put him in with smaller dudes.
Yeah, if like he could feud
need
with like
him to look...
Neville.
Yeah, no, not Neville.
Not Neville, but you know Neville what I mean. Like someone that could like really sell his moves like a monster.
I can't wait to talk about Raw because that just got me excited too.
I don't know who's a good example of someone
For Bray.
Rollins.
Rollins. Yeah, Dean I think would be good.
And
like put them in actually something with actual good like long matches.
I'm interested to see Randy Orton versus Bray.
I don't know because Orton's big and Orton's like this. I think Orton and Bray would sort of cancel each other out.
I'm interested to see how he could work with a worker like Orton. Orton has his own style. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. Bray just needs someone that he can go and sort of build himself up with, you know.
Yeah,
he hasn't
they
had
don't
like
have a
real...
lot of those dudes right now.
He hasn't had a real feud. That's like
he had Bryan. I would count Bryan, and he had Ambrose.
Ambrose.
The Ambrose feud was just it was just there to bring Raw through the holidays, pretty much.
Yeah. Bray would be a good feud now. I didn't see a lot of that feud.
I think Dolph Ziggler versus Bray would be pretty cool.
Yeah.
Do we count the Wyatt family stuff?
Oh, well, then the Shield is...
Yeah, with
the Shield. Cena.
That was my favorite match of the whole year last year.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think I said that to you, actually. I agreed with you. When you were doing your... I was listening to your podcast of the best match. I thought no one would ever pick that match because of the tag team match. And you picked it. I was like, holy crap, I want to be in this guy's podcast. I was like, as soon as someone else agreed with that, I was like, and you also agreed with my Superstar of the Year, which I didn't think anyone else would pick.
Who was the Superstar of the Year?
Dean Ambrose, yeah.
Yeah, that was my Superstar. Yeah,
everyone was Dean Ambrose's year.
Oh, actually, was Seth?
See, Rollins was my second pick.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, Dean was my second, Seth was my first.
Oh, this is 100% Rollins.
This is Rollins.
If he keeps it up and doesn't get hurt or anything, like.
Speaking of Rollins, let's do the main event now.
This was so great. Jesus Christ, it was so great.
First, Reigns' entrance when he was coming down, and people were flipping him off, and he pushed a fan, and.
Oh, yeah.
Just what a heel. What a good heel Reigns would be. Holy shit.
He legitimately, like, embraced it instead of, like, doing the stupid Cena thing, which I appreciated. He just, like, went for it and just totally...
Yeah, like, last night he worked as a heel.
Yeah.
And he did a really good job. I really enjoyed last night.
This was, like, a great performance for Roman Reigns this whole night. It was just really great for him.
The fact that they had him, like, do that comeback, like, I know they needed it for Rollins, but he was just, it was like a, I don't know.
It was great, because
four F5s.
Brock was busted up everywhere.
It was the amount of F5s that was hitting, the amount of German suplexes. Roman should have not even been able to have that, like, I think they should have lightened up on the one-sidedness, to be honest. Because his comeback was just so unbelievable.
I don't agree with that.
I don't know. I think it was good. I think it was good.
Yeah, I think it just flowed so well.
See, I love the main event. That's what I'm saying, but I don't know. I don't know.
I think if you want an example of, like, actually, like, comebacks that are totally unbelievable, look at Shawn Michaels from SummerSlam 2012 against Triple H. Like, when Triple H just beat the shit out of...
2012?
No, 2002, sorry.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. I was about to say, I don't remember that.
No.
I was about to say,
yeah.
I think
no,
he's retired.
Like, the no DQ match.
I don't remember that.
See, the only one I can think of that was, like, crazy to me, that was also great, was the John Cena comeback at Extreme Rules 2012. Also against Brock Lesnar.
Yeah.
Yeah, that
but
was
like,
kind of...
It's different because, like, you had Reigns, like laughing about it. And basically... I thought that was so cool.
I thought that was
really bad at the start, and then I was like, nah, that's fucking...
Yeah,
awesome.
I liked it.
I think it would have been really bad had the actual beatdown been like a wrestling beatdown. But this was like a bar fight, legitimately beating the crap out of this guy beatdown, which made Roman Reigns actually look like a badass by laughing it off.
He was just like, "Fuck you, dude! Like you can keep clobbering me and suplexing me and like just chucking me around like a rag doll."
Yeah, you know, I
he's
do.
Like, "Fuck."
I think it really also showed that Roman can sell pretty good.
Really?
Yeah,
well,
dude.
Yeah.
But I think you'd have to be like some really bad, like fucking green shit to like not be able to sell for Brock.
But Vince could be so much better off as a heel. So much better off as a more of a badass heel. Someone that just not a face. Because he can't talk enough for a face.
Like a legitimate like. Even like as like a face with heel undertones, like don't talk, just come down from the crowd and beat up people.
Yeah.
I mean
that's
sort
what
of...
Stone Cold was forever.
Yeah.
Because the people I don't like the Roman haters, most of them say he has no skills.
Yeah.
He has skills.
Yeah, that's a stupid argument.
See,
like he's a legitimately talented human being.
I didn't like Roman at all until last night. Like not at all. I didn't like Roman as, like, a sort of... I wouldn't say... I don't know. I just wasn't a huge fan of him. And then last night, what he did was just like, fuck, dude. Yeah. Like,
I mean,
the match was an inner conflict for me. Because as a wrestling fan, I was split down the middle. I loved the comeback story and all. I just... The finishers is what pissed me off.
Yeah.
It's just... I think Brock should have cut down on the finishers a little bit for the comeback at least. What I did love was seeing some blood. I know it was real blood. Vince hated it, but that's what I think a big match needs sometimes. Mm. Like every once in a while, you just need some blood.
Yeah.
Like that's I don't think every match needs blood like they used to do, but
yeah,
I think once in a good like blue moon, there should be a good amount of blood in a match, just to make the seriousness level up.
I really liked the element of blood in this match.
Yes, it was.
Because when was the last time you saw blood?
That
like,
was... No.
Like
that was
legitimate, like,
blood.
Totally
yeah, like,
busted
like,
open?
Yeah, like, squirting out the freaking blood on like, the forehead.
And
it must have been build up to SummerSlam 2012, right? Also Brock Lesnar?
Yeah, that was... Well, no, Orton got busted open pretty well. I think Money in the Bank.
You're right. That was the last time, was Orton.
I think that match, though... That was one of the stiffest matches I've seen in a while, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But
it's because Brock can take, like, everything, basically.
Yeah.
True. Good point.
What I loved about it...
And Roman took a lot as well. A lot more than I thought he would.
What I loved about it was that it was, like, it was so stiff and so brutal, but it wasn't like Cena at 2012 that it just felt like a UFC match just kind of in WWE. Mm. Like, this was just, like, a wrestling match, but in kind of a UFC style.
Yeah, it was like a total, like, it was like a, you know, in sort of, in like the late 90s and like early 2000s when you'd have like the JBL, like the APA, they'd come and they'd stiff the shit out of the Hardys and everything.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, it was sort of like hazing the new guy, but you could tell both weren't on it at this time. Like, it wasn't like a prick JBL's taking advantage of young guys, it's Brock and Roman are beating the shit out of each other, and it's great.
Yeah, I mean, Roman, like, delivered some legitimately brutal knees to the face.
Yeah.
That you could, like, show in slow motion. It still looks gross.
I did like Roman in this match. Like, I'm exactly, I think Matt was the one who said it. We didn't like him at all, pretty much, coming up to this. Or it might have been Will. I'm sorry, guys. I get you guys mixed up.
Even though, I'm the only one with
even though one of you has an accent. Yeah. Yeah, I know.
It's, like, crazy obvious.
I know, I'm just, anyway.
I think, like, the thing with when people say, like, oh, he has lacking moves or whatever, but every powerhouse that they have in wrestling has selective moves that they want them to use.
No.
Everyone has selective moves.
I know, I'm saying, but, like...
Yeah.
It's called a move set for a reason.
Yeah, that's what wrestling is. Like,
you
is,
wouldn't want
just...
fucking...
The three moves. Everybody has, like, three moves they use.
No.
Basically.
I mean, John
you
Cena.
Want, like, Big Show to come out and do Regal's moves.
Hogan
or
has
a. Like,
well,
Hogan
John Cena did do a springboard. I mean.
Yeah, true.
Hogan this, like, evolution of moveset. But, like, I mean, Daniel Bryan has the same comeback finish moves every time, and he has the same.
Mm.
That's a comeback. Everyone has the same comebacks.
But, like, if you. Like, when do you see Daniel Bryan pull out a move that you've never seen him do before?
Yesterday.
Headbutts last night.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say.
He does headbutts.
he does the flying headbutts, yeah, but...
No, but I know what you mean. Like,
people
don't debut moves all the time, except if
yeah.
you're
yeah.
John
like,
Cena.
Seth Rollins is always going to do, like the kick that he flips, and he's always going to...
The only one I notice that debut... The only people I notice that debut moves a lot is Divas.
Cena does it a lot. Cena, like, last night he debuted, like, the Stunner
that's what I
and
said. He,
the Tornado DDT. Like,
he does, like, one move every big pay-per-view. Like, he'll do, and he'll usually do it really crappy and never do it again, but he'll do it.
Yeah.
I don't know, Stunner, I'd like to, like, that looked pretty sweet.
Yeah, I really like that.
Pretty well.
If he could use that more often.
That'd be pretty sweet.
Yeah, but Divas are the only ones that really... seem to have new moves. Like maybe I just don't pay attention a lot, but
no, because like Divas don't have any over finishers, and so they just keep finding new ones.
Yeah,
and they don't have a lot of. They don't get to do a lot of moves as well.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you get a 4-minute match. It's like, all right, well, how many of my moves can I use in this 4 minutes?
Yeah, like you see, you go and look at Paige's moveset from like fucking the Indies, and she's got all these moves, and she does all this crazy shit, and it's like. I'm sure she could do all that if she had, like, the time. And I'm sure that's the same with AJ, and I'm sure that's the same with all of them.
Although Roman added a new move into his repertoire tonight that I haven't seen before. The elbow to the back of the elbow to the back of the head that he did tonight.
Oh, I like that. Yeah, that he was, like, going for the neck breaker and just wrecked him.
Yeah, I saw all these people. I actually missed that move because I wasn't paying attention completely. I was paying attention to the crowd, actually, but... I saw a lot of people commenting on how they're like, oh my god, Roman Reigns is going to do an actual wrestling move, and he turns into an elbow. I don't know, I missed the move.
Anyway, Chris, so it was like a big beatdown at Mania and blah blah blah, and then Seth's music hits, and the crowd goes.
I jumped out of my seat.
Oh,
my
God.
I was screaming and running around my the room.
Yeah.
Do you know what I legitimately thought was going to happen? Like, I thought it was going to be, one of them was just going to kick the shit out of Seth and, like, leave him, like, running away.
When Brock Lesnar put him up for the F5, I almost cried.
Yes, I was freaking out.
I said, Roman Reigns is going to steal this match, and Seth Rollins already cashed in. I was about to cry.
Yeah, I thought that's what was going to happen. Like, Roman just comes in, Superman punch, oh yeah, 1-2-3, Roman wins still.
I was going to cry myself, but... just like, I would,
That was one of his best spears, that last spear he hit on Brock was like one of his best
spears. And Brock went flying, and Seth just like dropped.
Especially with the diverticulitis. Is that how you say that?
Yeah. Diverticulitis.
Yeah, he, like, went really hard with that spear.
Oh, fuck. The only reason I know that is Kevin Steen, he does the F5, or at least he used to on the Independence. And in PWG, he called it the deep-sea diverticulitis.
Jesus Christ.
So, Brock and like Brock ever finds out, Brock's gonna kill him.
That implies that Brock has any interest in wrestling outside of what he does.
Suplex.
Someone might tell him, like, oh, Brock, this guy used to take the piss out of your diverticulitis. You might want to kill him now.
Suplex City, bitch.
There were shirts for that the minute WrestleMania went off the air.
I know. Pro Wrestling Tees already has one up. Yeah. Fucking...
Top Rope Tuesday has one.
No, everyone and their mother has it. Joey Ryan already has parody shirts of it.
Oh, like, I love Joey Ryan.
He's got Blow Pop City, bitch, now.
That's amazing, too.
He's got Blow Pop City, bitch, and Booplex City, bitch, I think.
Also love that.
Like, just from his Instagram, I think. I don't know. He was just like, on Twitter, he was like, check out my new this shirt and that shirt. I was like, what, already? Anyway, ratings.
I thought it was a good 3-star.
That seems crazy low to me.
I'll go next. I will go 5-star.
Nice. All right.
I'm all out with it. I mean, it pulled the emotions. It pulled the emotions.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm gonna go 5 stars.
I think act the match that Roman Reigns and Brock Lesnar were having was 4.5 stars.
And Seth Rollins cashed in.
And then Seth Rollins cashed in.
It was a 4-star match until Seth Rollins cashed in.
But I don't know, guys. It was a 5-star match for me from start to finish.
It was one of the, like, I've never seen this before, that you have someone that's, like, legitimately hated by the IWC wrestling fans as a whole. And then, like, during the course of a match.
Yeah, that's the first time someone cashed in the middle of a match, right?
I've never seen that before.
Yeah, that's exciting.
That's a first. Normally it's at the start or at the end of a match.
Yeah.
That was perfect booking, too, because you don't have to have Lesnar losing, obviously. And you don't have to have Reigns, losing whatever heat that he may have gained throughout the
match. Lesnar goes unpinned.
Keep him strong.
But
Lesnar goes unpinned. Reigns loses, like, unfairly, you could say. It was just
I don't think Roman lost unfairly.
I wouldn't say unfairly, but, like, you know, you have that argument from KJ's point of view.
Yeah, but I think come back and be like, Seth Rollins, you betrayed me, and then you cost me my big match at WrestleMania.
Every white person to Matt.
I think that's the only American accent I can do.
But I think they accomplished their goal with the fans, in the sense of, I think most people who didn't respect Reigns walked away kind of respecting him a little more than they did.
I hope so.
I would hope.
I know I did.
I think if you don't, you're just being an obnoxious mark that hates him to hate him.
Because he took some punishment from stiff shots in that freaking match.
Yeah, man. And he just laughed it off.
I think it's time we bring back
the Lion's Den match, guys. Roman versus Brock in the Lion's Den match.
Please, no.
The only thing about that match was too many. Just a little too many F5s. Dude.
And like I said, Roman's selling all those moves was great for a guy who people say has no skills and stuff.
And the only thing that pissed me off was the kick out of the third F5. I just don't think it should have been a third F5. If it was, it should have been how the fourth F5 happened, where he rolls out, like, doesn't pin.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, if you're going to keep Reigns looking strong...
Brock should have F5'd both of them at the same time.
Seth Rollins would be over then.
That would have been fucking cool, though.
That would have been... Especially if Rollins, like, landed on top of Reigns and he pinned him on accident.
That would have been so cool.
You know who the Roman Reigns marks, the guys that hate him, are? Because when they say, oh, the only reason he got any offense on him was because of the ring post. So?
Yes. What is that, Matt? Like, that's an actual offensive maneuver, right?
Where are you seeing all these people?
I don't think anyone said that.
Yeah.
I've seen that on Facebook.
That's so dumb. It's like, well, that's an actual offensive maneuver. I don't know what you want.
I just thought, like, I was like, oh, shit, was Brock supposed to get busted open? And even if he didn't, like, it's still great.
There's no way he was supposed to, because he He did not look happy about it.
No, it's completely...
No, he looked pissed.
Vince is 100%.
I thought, like...
Vince is 100%
and Paul, and the reaction, like, Heyman's reaction was just like, Brock, just go inside, because he nearly got counted out. Like, I thought he was just going to go back inside, and it's like, yeah, that's it.
Oh, yeah. It was like, the ref, like, had to slow count at 9.
Yeah.
To get him back in.
Imagine if he just, like, went and grabbed his title and was like, nah, fuck this, I'm bleeding, I'm out.
Now, do you think they told Brock that he was gonna get cashed in on? I mean,
yeah. Oh, of course.
Yes. Oh, yes. Could you imagine if like they didn't? Tell
Wrestling
Brock,
super real,
like...
guys.
No, I'm saying, I mean, like, I don't know.
They did. Guys, if they
could, you imagine Steph coming out to cash in? Brock didn't know what it was like. He was like, "What the fuck's going on?"
Brock thought he was winning the whole time.
Yeah, and Brock just like shoots on him and like kills him. Oh, yeah,
that although the Brock we saw tonight, I like that Brock. That Brock's awesome.
How
yeah,
is that
Brock's
different
gonna
from any
be
other
like
Brock.
On, I think now that he's like pissed, he's like, I lost my title unfairly. I'm gonna fucking kill you all. Like,
I lost my title. I'm going to show up for real.
Yep. This is a great Brock Lesnar.
I can't. At Extreme Rules, he better turn up and like just do something crazy.
He's not coming back to SummerSlam. That's my guess.
But Extreme Rules with this Brock would just be great.
It would be amazing, but like...
Imagine all the spots he could be able to do. Like,
I know, but there's like no way that they would do the suspension indefinitely angle unless they're like planning on leaving him off TV for a while.
But Paul Heyman, you know, like the lawyer background, he's like a consultant, like... And all that shit, you can like pull that like, oh, the contract we just signed that you made public, you know, it's got, you know, this and this, and it's got this thing saying, oh, you can't suspend him and blah blah, and I think they could get past it.
They could, but it just seems like one of those things that they do, like Randy's injury, that they just do to write you off and tell you ready to come back.
It's perfect setup for him being off TV.
Okay, I think I'm
they had him. They had him look tough and like, hey, I still want to be here, but we all know you're taking off.
I don't know. I just wish... I want him to be on TV more. That's all.
Yeah, me too. Because he's like, just all of a sudden, he's like the perfect pro wrestler. I don't know how it happened.
Yeah.
Like, he went from just like a great, legitimate badass to like the perfect embodiment of everything pro wrestling should be.
Yeah, the big, like, the best heel. Like, if you wanted to craft, like, hang... Like, I know the commentators always put over, like, Randy Orton, the perfect chisel, like...
If you were to make a superstar on WWE 2K15, it would be Randy Orton.
Yeah. But it's Brock. You'd make Brock, wouldn't you? Like, when
no,
I was a kid...
I'd make Seth Rollins.
Okay, here's a question. Taking it back to... We're thinking about who could face Bray Wyatt earlier.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Do y'all think Finn Balor could... go with
yes
yeah. Oh dude, that would be the perfect like demon versus demon sort of thing.
Yes,
because Finn
like
Balor
another,
calls
like,
himself
entrance.
Like the demon
and I never like I'd rather just regular Finn Balor like face paint if he wants going again. I never liked the whole like dead man versus dead man type thing, like I don't know.
But that's what Finn
thought it was cool.
His gimmick
I was
is that he's like a demon sort of thing.
I always thought it was corny.
But
I don't
corny.
Know. I think it would be good.
Corny.
And
so like,
yeah,
it's not corny.
Wrestling
is
real. Hokey sort of thing.
Yeah.
Okay, hold on.
Like you can't just like, yeah. I mean, the Undertaker is like the most revered legend in the history of wrestling.
No, he's not.
That's a funny way to say
Flair. Flair Hogan.
John
Stone
Cena.
Cold Rock.
Roman Reigns.
Mick Foley.
John
They're
Cena.
All held in higher esteem, I reckon, than Undertaker.
I don't think Foley.
Oh, Foley should be. I fucking love Foley. Foley's
Hiroshi
way better than
Undertaker. Yeah, I would agree, but I don't think that he is. Like
Antonio
held
Inoki.
Fucking shut up, Will.
We talked about the Battle Royal, and not one of us mentioned Hideo Itami in the Battle Royal.
I don't care about him.
He didn't do anything.
I don't care about Hideo Itami.
At least the commentators acknowledged him, but he didn't do anything.
See, my theory is he's going to be absolutely nothing in WWE.
And
yeah,
That's what people say about everyone in NXT who gets called up. Seth Rollins will never be WWE champion.
He's like this small dude who does kicks.
I've never said that about anyone. Like,
coming in at the wrong time. Brian wasn't there, if Zayn wasn't coming up, if Owens wasn't coming up, if Dean wasn't already there. It's too crowded. He's going to be like a superstars guy, maybe a SmackDown fringe guy. I don't think he'll ever hold a title.
He might get IC or US. That's about it. Or tag team probably.
Maybe tag team if they put him with like a bigger partner and he's like the small guy.
I have this NXT list of main guys that everyone says are the next generation. There's Finn Balor, Kevin Owens.
I like Finn Balor.
Kevin
Owens. There's Sami Zayn, Adrian Neville, and Itami. Those are the main five, I would say.
I see Itami ending up more like
Tyler Breeze too, but
Breeze will have a better future than Itami.
Well, everyone said that those top five, not Clinton Breeze, are the future of the business. I'm telling you right now, Adrian Neville and Itami are falling through the cracks. Zayn Owens and Balor are the future. See, I think Neville's going to be another Justin Gabriel, to be honest, a better version. He'll have a better career, but
Much better than Justin Gabriel, though.
Justin Gabriel's amazing talent. He just was missing.
Justin Gabriel was good at his moves, but he couldn't string together a match out of them.
No,
Adrian Neville can do that.
Worried about Owens because of his look and because of everything. Like, I love Owens so much. It's just, I don't know. If you put Owens against, like, Orton or Rollins or something, he's just going to look like shit.
Yeah, see, Itami...
So does Bray.
Itami does the language barrier.
It's a different thing to me. I don't know.
Yeah, Itami, the language barrier's there. I think Neville's just... I have a feeling he's going to be like a Kofi Kingston type. Like, he's just never going to be able to break through the glass ceiling.
I don't even think he stays that. Like, he gets that far.
Like, I have. I want him to be up there.
Who, Neville?
No. Oh, are we talking about Neville?
Tommy's.
Yeah, he's not going to get far at all.
Tommy's going to be like one of your Fandango guys. Like, he's good, but I don't know.
They can't take Japanese guys and make them stars in WWE or keep them stars in WWE.
Yeah.
It just doesn't work. It just doesn't work out.
Like, Finn Balor, he's got like a real Japanese style to him and everything.
Yeah, but he speaks English.
At least he has that good gimmick and everything about him is just different.
Yeah.
Whereas Tommy is just like, yeah, dude, I do like your two favorite stars finishes. I do the GTS and the knee plus.
See, Breeze is another guy who's never going to be the top dog or even close to it.
No. He wouldn't be top dog, but he's a solid.
No, you're totally wrong. He's the face of the company in the future.
No, he's going to be like a Ziggler. Honestly, he's going to be like a Ziggler, for real.
Did you say he's a better Ziggler? Because I don't agree with that.
I said he's going to be a Ziggler. That's what I said.
No.
Ziggler's also the future of the company. No. So.
He's one of those guys that like works so well in NXT, and creative is going to have no idea how to work that character.
Exactly. I think they will. He's gotten like a real solid gimmick that they can.
I know, but so did Adam Rose.
Yeah, but
Adam Rose's gimmick is nowhere near as good as Breeze is.
See, I just look at powerhouses in NXT like the Ascension and just look at how they came out.
The Ascension was terrible in NXT.
I hated the Ascension.
They were always terrible.
Ugh.
I like Connor. I don't know. I'm a fan of the Ascension. Like,
yeah,
everyone hates on them so much.
Breeze and Zayn and Neville are going to be the best guys out of NXT of the pack.
Yeah.
Zayn, Owens, Baylor. Those are my three right there.
Neville's going to go better than Owens, sadly, I think. Owens isn't going to go far.
I think
Owens comes in at a time that you get, like, more of those. Like, I think he's going to be one of the later debuts, and so you can basically just continue the NXT feuds, but in a WWE environment.
Yeah, see, I hope so. I hope they get him, like, I don't know. I just don't have high hopes.
I don't know.
I'm that way with Neville. I'm exactly how you are with
Alex. No, because Neville's got, like, he's got the look, he's got everything going for him.
I mean, he's got the body. I wouldn't say he's got
the
look.
He looks fucking chiseled out of granite.
Yeah, his body. But he doesn't have the face.
He looks like a freaking elf. a ripped elf.
But he's incredible.
Yeah, and he's got... Yeah, like Neville's
Dwayne Johnson came out and had to cut a promo on him. You know, he'd be calling him Lord of the Rings.
Yep.
Yeah, but you protect him by saying, don't point that out. And who cares?
I'm just thinking about Daniel Bryan.
Fucking how many times
Where did the goat thing come from?
Yeah, but The Rock. Bryan's still, like, a former world champion. He's intercontinental. Like, he's the most over dude in, like, the past 2 years. I gotta go soon, so
yeah,
should we wrap this up?
Right?
I didn't watch Raw anyway, so I can go for that.
We'll go back and do a Raw review soon.
Yeah. Final gradings of WrestleMania, right?
Yeah.
And this is out of 10.
Ooh. Okay. I'll go first, I guess.
Go ahead.
6.5 out of 10.
Really? That's low.
Yeah, I was thinking around 6 myself. Yeah.
That is really
The main event, the ladder match, stole the show.
Yeah, the main and ladder was Cena, like the only really good things. And
Cena Rusev was alright. Orton was alright. Like, they were just average matches, though. They weren't WrestleMania.
It just didn't have a Mania feel to it.
Sting Taker made me want to stab my eyes out.
I don't understand you people. Also, Sting Taker didn't happen.
It was all right. WrestleMania, it was average.
It was like a 6.5, like 7-ish. It wasn't great. It was good.
6.5.
I give it a 7.
Yeah, I think I'm leaning more towards a 7, really, because, like, I don't know.
I think the two pre-show matches were better than most of the matches on WrestleMania.
Yeah, if instead of the Rock and Rousey thing, we had like the tag team match there or the battle royal there or both.
See, they always put a segment in like that. Like last year, it was
they shouldn't though.
Last year it was Stone Cold, Hulk Hogan, Rock, which was awesome.
Yeah,
no, I didn't like that. I skipped through it. Like, are you serious? I didn't watch live. I skipped through it.
I really enjoyed it.
Yes. Dude,
but I don't care about all that sort of stuff.
I don't know. Sometimes, like, it depends on what it is at WrestleMania. Like, it really depends on the people. Like, I remember one year they had the Funkasaurus come out and just dance about his mom.
Yeah, 28.
And maybe, I felt bad for the fans that paid money. That's how I felt.
That was not,
I gotta go, so.
Alright, Matt.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely.
I hope.
Twitter accounts you want to plug or something before?
I actually changed my handle because I didn't like the other one. Oh, fuck, I just dropped my phone. Hold on.
Okay.
So you can find me on Twitter, at SpicyMattyG.
Love it.
SpicyMattyG.
Alright.
Yes. And I hope you all had a blessed day. And remember that Tyler Breeze is Base God Bay.
Alright, man, I'll see you later. I just realized we lost what's his name too?
Yeah, Will's gone too. So I would personally I don't know. You guys are a lot more pessimistic about the show than me. I'd give this like a 9 out of 10.
Really?
I just had so much fun watching the show. I the lowest rated match for me was Cena Rusev at like 2 stars. And everything else was 3 stars or higher. And I had 2 4-star matches, 1 5-star match, like Wyatt Sting, or Wyatt Taker, sorry. I had it like 3 3/4 because I'm a sucker for that kind of stuff. Triple H Sting I thought was just like ridiculous and awesome. I just like, all in all, everything delivered more than what I was expecting.
See, I guess I am...
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just, I look at it this way. I had a lot of fun watching WrestleMania because I had my party and I had a lot of friends there. But I look at it, if I was watching this by myself or with, like, one other person, I wouldn't be all that entertained. I would have been entertained, but not to the point of, oh my gosh, I don't know.
I don't agree with that.
And that's the difference between, like, today's stuff and, like, way back and, like, before. Type. Because, like, the other day I was watching, one day I was just watching, like, a 2012 pay-per-view compared to a, like, Attitude Era / in between Ruthless Aggression Era. In a 2012 one, I skipped through some of it because some of the matches were boring. And then, and it was like a, I think it was an Armageddon or something, maybe an early SummerSlam, maybe. And I didn't skip through any of the matches because all the matches had like guys that can freaking work and go. So,
but we're also in such a different place than we were in 2012.
Yeah,
yeah.
I think the card is like. Like, or the roster is like top to bottom a lot different. Better.
Completely.
Yeah, a lot. And just like so much more, like so many more workhorses and people who can genuinely put on a great match. There's a lot
NXT
less filler.
Has really helped out the company.
Yeah, I think Triple H is kind of
I was going to say, we should praise Triple H.
Forever.
Yeah. I mean, NXT has made the company what it is today.
Yeah. I mean, we have Seth Rollins because of NXT.
We have Seth Rollins, Dean Ambrose, Roman Reigns. We now have Adrian Neville. We're going to get Charlotte.
We have Bray Wyatt.
We have Bray Wyatt. Yeah, the Wyatt family came from there. Forgot about that. I think we repackaged Fandango. He has a chance of making it still.
Yeah, we have Paige.
Paige. Summer Rae.
Summer Rae. I mean, Bo Dallas.
I'm interested to see where Bo goes.
I mean, he interrupted Sting. That's something.
That's also something you could have gave there. Curtis Axel, too, I mean.
Curtis Axel's no Bo.
The only reason I said Summer Rae is because that was the first name that popped in my head. She is nothing compared to the other names we named.
No. Emma?
I've seen Emma's matches in NXT and they're talented. But WWE has failed with her so far.
Well, yeah.
So I'm going completely off of what they've done in WWE so far, so I cannot say.
Fair.
I think Bayley will be good when she's good now, but
her character just seems like such an NXT thing.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the thing. There's a lot of characters in NXT that will make it hella good over there, but as soon as you bring them out of NXT, they're done.
But she's good she's good ring wise though. She's
Bayley's character is gonna be done trash.
Yeah. That's the thing with WWE.
Flawed villains, their characters are gonna be trash.
Yeah.
Like
NXT just like lets you build this like complex, nuanced character. And then, like, WWE just, like, if you get to the main roster, they just spark notes it.
Yeah.
And it's just so you're Bo Dallas. You're the smiley guy. You're the guy that's just happy to be here.
Yeah. I wish they were, like, if before they made any of this deciding on the new characters that get brought up, ask Triple H before they say yes. Because I feel like Triple H would be like, no, this character works. And just go.
I don't think there's any way they don't run this stuff by Triple H. It's just, like, hard to take a character that's been, like, building up slowly and, like, you know, they're introduced as nobody and they're slowly just developing week by week this character. And it's just hard to, like, supplant that into this whole new environment and hope that people understand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think I commend Triple H also. He's doing a great job and getting guys that people probably wouldn't thought would have came to the WWE side of things. Like, Owens or Baylor.
Yeah, I mean, even Ultimate Warrior for the induction, Bruno Sammartino.
Yeah, he's been burying the hatches for Vince, basically.
Yeah.
He was like, let's go, so. Even Macho Man had a problem.
Oh, that whole thing. There was all kinds of problems with that. All right, guys.
Yeah, it's over. I hope you're cutting that last little bit. Peace out.
I'm in. So for those of you who don't know, my name is Dylan Cross. You can find me on Twitter at the Nerd Dream. T-H-E-N-E-R-D-D-R-E-A-M. Yep, that was right. So also we have these guys probably want to plug some things.
I have nothing to plug. All I'm gonna plug is don't change the channel. hey, I did that. That was the first one I did on all show, so
I'm just gonna plug TNA. Everybody should go watch that.
No. But wait. All right. But while he's thinking of that, no, remember, all of you need to
hold
go.
Hold on. I got a match to
right
match
now.
On Lucha Underground, it was Ricochet, aka Puma, against Brian Cage, and it was a fantastic match. I would suggest to go watch that match. It's amazing. So.
All right. And remember, if you are listening to this podcast, I need you to go on Twitter right now, and tweet this at Ethan Carter TNA. Hey, Derek Bateman, we loved you in Baywatch. Listen to the Live Wrestling Podcast.
Oh,
you, now. Do it now. This is very important.
There's so much to cut out.
That's very nice.
Yep. All right.
There is so much to cut out.
All right. So thank you so much for listening to Live Wrestling Podcast. We will see you all in the future, but by that time, it'll be the present.
Bye. Love y'all.
Love you.
Love you in Baywatch.